participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Who are you calling?
Come on.
Hello?
Would you put Joe on?
Yeah, hold a second.
I'm good, right out of the chute.
Yeah, that's
Joe.
Good.
Hello?
I don't forget. Go ahead,
Hello,
Joe.
What?
Weekend is here. Have a can of beer.
Joe, I'm Joe.
That's the way to get things started,
Thanks.
Boy.
That's right.
Thanks. See you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Don't be hating because we're only on 3 hours today.
Right. Don't be hating.
It's an NFL preemption.
Don't you know?
But the good news is that they've actually done some type of scientific research, and in a four-hour show, we have about 3 hours of good material. So the good news for you is that today, virtually all of the show will be good.
We pass along the savings.
That's extraordinary. Virtually. Yeah, not counting now, which is practice time.
And this won't affect many people all along the Ham and Eggs Network who get an hour of Don and Mike anyway at the end of the show.
And click here.
Right here. That button right there in front of you.
Yeah
if you want to take our virtual tour. He's just messing with people.
Yeah, so, right here, to your left.
That's
crazy. We'll be here.
I usually don't do that we're on the radio thing.
We'll be here for 3 hours, then they'll play a tape for an hour, unless you're in one of the cities where we're being preempted for football tonight.
Sure.
Don't ask me why we just can't continue to do the show.
And click here to see our menu.
We're going to be here. We could do the show. They just don't have a studio for us.
And we all are staying till 7, right?
That's
yeah. I will be.
That's
solidarity.
Right. That's right.
Yeah, I will be.
Big meeting. Hello. Oh. Hello.
Well, hello.
Hello and happy Friday. Let me say, Michael Scott Shannon here, and that Joe Ardinger chap you had on moments ago.
Yes.
Let me say, please drink responsibly.
Of course.
For those who serve, I'm Scott Shannon, Super Shad, good-looking Friday.
And I'm Milburn Drysdale, president of the Commerce Bank of Beverly Hills, with a greeting for the weekend from Granny.
What do you call it when two hobbits are involved in a foot race that's too close to call? A Frodo fish.
You know, that's
all right.
I like
it. That's kind of
I like it. That's actually I do believe after all these months
that's a real groaner.
That might be a real good groaner.
Okay, and also just because I don't want you to get the wrong idea, but keeping in mind it's only 3 hours today.
Right.
There's actually what I think is a good joke.
Excellent.
From this prep service, but it says, you know, careful Cletus. Is what it says, careful Cletus. You know, like it may offend. So Brad Pitt, hello. Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston are said to be planning on adopting a baby.
Huh.
Meanwhile, Matt LeBlanc is about to participate in an abortion for NBC.
I
think that's a funny joke.
Not bad. Nice.
For them, it's not bad.
Sure.
Especially when you get back to this. What are guys... Hello. What are guys in Mexico hoping to have when they go out to pick up hot chiquitas? A one night stand.
Okay.
Hey
now.
There was the one good one there, though. The Frodo finish was good.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
A man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
And good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Hillbilly, and all the ships at sea. Here to present a lovely radio bouquet to ye, it's Don Geronimo and Mike.
Thank you, Robbie, and thank you.
Hello.
Hi, Julia.
Hello.
Hi, old lady, and thank you for listening to Don and Mike Show. New episode on this Friday, 0827-04.
Hi, Don and Mike, Buzz Burbank here.
There you go. Hi, Buzz. And thanks for listening, everybody, to Don and Mike Show.
New episode. It's Friday, August 27th, 20-04. Phone number.
Sorry, I can't look at him.
Phone number. You have a tight shirt on today, Buzz.
Yes. Hi, Buzz.
Hi. Phone number from anywhere in America. Now, Mike, so you're doing a non-visual.
I know.
I'm doing a visual. No, you're doing a visual. It's a non-audio.
Radio.
Yeah, right. No, it's the opposite of what I said.
New from Mattel.
I'll just do this. There you go. That's my flexing, man. I'm flexing my muscle. Buzz, that is the tightest shirt you've ever worn.
Why, thank you.
Would you not agree that's the tightest shirt you've ever worn?
Hey, it might be. Perhaps you notice it more because it's white instead of the usual black.
is that the same size as normally as the white shirts that you normally wear?
Yeah, actually. Yeah.
Now, is that a special tee or is it just an average, you know, run-of-the-mill underwear tee?
It's just a t-shirt. It's regular, you know, same material, everything. It's a t-shirt.
Is this name brand t-shirt, though?
I got it at Express.
Yes, it's Hanes for
Men. Oh, that's the way I hold it.
Express for Men.
See, it's not a regular tee.
No, it's not.
It's one of those tees. Yeah.
It's like a Simon tee.
Yeah.
It's a special.
Yeah,
it's like Simon Cowell's tees. Yes. Right, that's right. So it's not, for instance, Hanes Fruit of the Loom.
No. If it was, he would have got it at a normal store, a men's store. He got it at a woman's men's store.
Express for Men.
Right. That's why they had to say for men, because it was a woman's store.
And isn't men in quotation marks?
I'm going to come over there.
Express for Men with like a winking sign.
Come over and what? Hit him with your purse?
Don't rip your shirt when you get up.
Our phone number, 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. From Canada, from Mexico, North, 800-636-1067. Excuse me, I pulled a boner. And from Washington, 202-432-1067 on WJFK. Buzz, to be fair, you could look over here and ask, you know, what are we having, the Hawaiian shirt convention over here?
Well, no, I like that good Hawaiian shirt. You know, the Hawaiian shirts look great.
And Mike's got his golf shirt on.
I've got what you used to call my uniform, which I used to wear a lot more. I'm wearing my uniform, my golf uniform.
And I really wish you would wear your shirts a little tighter.
Well,
like Buzz does. I think we should all wear our shirts a little tighter.
His are tighter.
Oh, I can do this.
His is tighter lower down.
Hey.
Ooh, what do you mean? Hey. Is that a stomach show?
Hey. Well, it's a little snug down here, don't you think?
Is that a stomach? At least I don't look like a ballerina.
Oh, hey! All right.
Friday.
You know a ballerina with biceps like you?
Hey, oh, yeah, that's
right. Okay, Lou Ferrigno.
Actually, yes.
Just call me Mikhail.
I'm aware that I'm very happy with my stomach.
And rightly so.
I am very happy with it.
Where else would you rather be?
Than
right here, right now.
I want to stop this fighting right now.
And I would simply say I am. I think you do have biceps, but I would work on those pecs a little bit.
Okay,
that's right.
I have been
because you know, but that's a fine. Otherwise, it's fine. It's a fine look, and we all look good. I think today
it's a tight shirt you have on. That's all.
Yeah,
it's a tight shirt.
So I got a jacket.
At this point, I think we can make it through the show.
How long have we?
It won't be that much of a distraction.
Okay.
We won't be able to do the show.
How long have we been making tight shirt jokes about Buzz?
Well, today's the
couple years.
But
today is the record holder.
The tightest of the tight.
That is. Did that like go in the dryer or something?
No.
But you're going to.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. He's getting feisty.
Yeah.
Because he's feeling strong and in shape.
That's right.
He's taking shots at all of us.
All right, well,
or maybe he's lightheaded because the circulation is being cut off.
Let me bring him down a notch.
All right.
Let me just bring him down to size.
Well, he certainly needs to be brought down.
He does. He's got too much happening.
Mm-hmm.
Before I bring him down to size, with a report about his road rage. Stand by for a road rage report on Buzz Burbank.
Wow. Buzz?
Coming up, yes.
Wow.
And it's Beth Ann McBride who would like to file this report on behalf of all citizens in the Commonwealth.
Right. Oh, my.
But first, before we get Beth Ann in here to confront you about the road rage.
Yes.
And she was hot about this when she came in, right?
Yeah, really?
Yeah. And also, please be asking me to ask Beth Ann about the illicit affair she's having with the married guy in the workout room.
Right. Really?
Oh, yeah. That's all I know. Here's the deal. First things first. You know those two homos that are getting married on September 11th, those two gay guys, the two gay guys that are friends with the Bush twins.
Okay. Right?
And
Jenna and Barbara.
Yeah. And W is just, you know, he's got his panties are in a wad, but
no daughter of mine.
It's first
no
off,
daughter of mine.
You know, it's 9/11, which now is, you know, hopefully we remember, but still it's September 11th.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But still it's 9/11. And they are not going to do any of the stuff that he's doing to campaign and to show his feelings towards 9/11.
Right.
They are going to a gay marriage.
Yes.
Now,
their hairdresser, the guy who waxes their eyebrows.
This is where it gets interesting. These two guys, these two gays that are getting married,
uh-huh. Yes.
Guess what their favorite radio show is?
Is it?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
No.
Hello.
Stop
right.
it.
No, I ain't kidding. They're coming on Monday, and I believe when they come on the show on Monday, either uh-huh. in person or in telephone form, they are going to be announcing, we should have in our hands mm-hmm. At that time, Overnight Express, our invitations.
Awesome. Oh, that is
so,
nice.
So, consider if you want to go to a gay wedding on September 11th.
Very good.
Where the Bush twins will be there.
Very good. Should
I'd
be
say,
fun.
Yeah, bring
yeah.
it on.
Bring it on.
I'll go.
I will go. Yes, I will go. Absolutely.
Okay. How about you, tight shirt?
Sure.
How about you, flathead?
If invited, I will serve.
And incidentally, about what do you think about the Ryan Seacrest haircut one day later?
It looks good. How do you feel about it the day after?
You know, it looks
fantastic.
It looks the same as it did before. Maybe it's cleaned up a little bit in the back.
It's much better.
I don't want to say that Dean didn't do a nice job on my hair yesterday.
Well, take the headphones off for a second and let me take a good look. Let me see. Okay. There you go.
See?
No, it looks much better.
Does it really?
Neater. Yeah. It looks much
better
more
shape.
Even.
Here's the thing. He did a great job.
Mm-hmm.
But really, $500? $500?
Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
Yeah. Yeah, that
I thought about that.
That's where I got home last night and Frida gave Frida gave my head the once-over last night.
Whoa!
She had to be pleased.
Wow. Yeah, she was all over my head last night.
Did she like her gifts?
Yeah.
She liked the lotions and the creams?
The bag of stuff, yeah. But she was infatuated with my big head.
Uh-huh. She liked it, I think.
Well, she kept saying, turn around. Yeah. Now, what is this stuff that makes the bald go away?
I knew you'd like it.
And I said, it's some like Mrs. Dash's something. You just, it's like pepper. You just
sprinkled it on.
And then I like rubbed my hands up there a couple of times. And it started to come off in my fingers.
Oh, it sure. did? It came off that easily?
And I think that as much as that was nice yesterday.
Let me see it today. Is the bald spot still there today?
Of course.
I think just use it to fool the camera.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So it's just really just a paint.
I wash my hair. Yeah, to paint your bald spot. I don't want that. I mean, it's a good haircut, and I thank Dean from American Idol, and I hope he cuts my hair again next time he comes through, but I'm not going to invest in the paint your bald spot.
You're not going to. No, I knew you wouldn't.
Oh,
no.
Topic for men.
Okay, one of our fine sponsors.
Yeah.
I would imagine, though, to self-administer that would be very difficult.
Yeah.
You'd have to
be
harder than cutting your own hair.
You missed a spot.
You need somebody. You know, listen, fellas, I want to tell you something.
He said it's your friend that said it.
No, I know. It's my friend that said it.
I was just making an example. That would be hard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to just say, if my haircut at any time had looked so retarded...
It didn't look so retarded.
No, it never
See,
did.
That's the thing.
No.
I would hope that you would be honest enough with me when I came back.
You would be honest with yourself, too. You'd be the first one to talk about it. And when you came in, I didn't know. Only when I really looked at the back yesterday, the back looked a little Rain Manny. Rain Manny, yeah.
Dean called our attention to a lot of things that you wouldn't normally see.
I never look at the back of your head because I'm looking at the front of you. And I realized when you turned to the side that you had it just looked really choppy.
I always look at the back of your head, and it grew in weird. That was the problem.
Oh, really?
Okay, yeah.
Well,
a little Billy Ray Cyrus-y.
Yeah, it was. And there was enough back there for a ponytail, he said yesterday. Yeah.
But isn't this up front, party in the back?
I guess it's shut up. Shut up, friend.
We're all feeling frisky. It's Friday.
So, anyway, that's the deal with the hair. I guess it looks good.
It does look good. Very neat, very tidy.
Looks better than it did.
And I'm an advocate of the older you get, the shorter you go. With the hair. Not that I hate worse than an old man with a ponytail.
I don't. You might be working with one soon. I'm considering it. Beth Ann.
Yep.
Would you come in here, please?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Thank you very much.
The People's Court.
That's B.A. McBride.
Well, I can't wait to hear about this.
Me too. Also, I want to get the information about the guys that are getting married, and if that's really on the up and up.
Here she comes, Beth Ann McBride.
Here she is, B.A.
The accuser.
Hey, B.A., what's happening?
Hi.
What's happening? So, these guys, the homo guys that are getting married.
James and Irwin.
James and Irwin, they called you and they said, what?
They wanted to be on the Donna Mike Show because it's their favorite show.
My God.
So. And you're actually invited to the reception. You guys aren't invited to the wedding.
Oh, well, that's okay.
That's okay.
I'd rather go with one of my weddings.
I'd rather go to the reception anyway than the wedding.
That? Yes, you did. Didn't I have just a select group of people at the wedding
and then everybody else
whole pile of people came to the reception.
Right.
That's the way I like that. That's the way people should do it.
All right, good. So they're coming on the show Monday?
They're going to be via telephone because they are. It's the wedding that the country is talking about, mm-hmm. and there's lots of plans, and they're very, very busy, and they're both very successful, but we are going to get them. They're adjusting each of their schedules to be on the phone at the same time.
And then, great, and we're really, like, no BS, we're being invited to the...
reception.
As a matter of fact, James
even, like, called me again to say that Irwin had just put it in overnight. It's being overnighted.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Well, that's great.
Fantastic.
That's awesome.
You'll have to call Dina. He'll have to do my hair again.
I know.
He'll have to do my hair before the wedding.
I'll say, Dean, bring Mrs. Dash.
And do you think it'll be like, kind of a funky reception? So
I think it's going to be fun.
Mike, here's what I recommend we do.
Okay.
We rent the movie. I don't remember the name of it, but it stars Cuba Gooding Jr.
Right.
Where he goes on a boat and what's the name of that movie?
Is it Out to Sea?
I don't know. All I know is, first off, just absolute slap nuts funny. Of course, it was a piece of garbage.
Right.
Like the worst movie ever made.
Sure.
But he's on a cruise ship, and, you know, hey, he doesn't figure out that it's a gay cruise until like three quarters of the way through the movie. And, of course, there's only one straight woman on the boat. She's hot, and she'll have nothing to do with him. And I can't tell you why I've watched this movie. And I can't tell you why I watched Cuba Gooding Jr. in Snow Dogs.
Yeah!
But I do want to say that I did reach my limit. With radio,
Goofy
Toofy.
That's
where I soured on him. Mm-hmm.
So what will we learn from that? It's how to dress? Is that for the wedding reception?
Yes.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm just wondering, if it's a gay wedding, I'm thinking it's very stylish, and I'm wondering if you think you're going to have the traditional look for the reception?
I think that'll be in the, when we get
to
invite.
Because, man, I'd love to, have a funky look.
Okay, Elton.
I'd like to, yeah, exactly.
How about that suit?
I'd like to wear a velvet coat.
No, how about that suit he wore at Dodger Stadium? Do you remember when he wore like a Donald Duck Dodgers outfit?
Didn't he have the big round rhinestone glasses then too?
Big sequin thing. Oh, hold on. Here's somebody with that movie. Richard?
Yes.
Don't hide from your feelings. What's up?
The movie that you gentlemen are thinking of is A Boat Trip.
A Boat Trip, yeah.
With Cuba.
It is an awful movie. Thank you.
It's horrible. Thanks.
All right, thanks. See you later. Have a good weekend. So, Beth Ann.
Yeah.
What's your problem with Buzz?
Yeah.
Oh, and so anyway, these guys will be on the show Monday.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about going to their wedding day, because that'll be funny, because that's a big news event, and we'll be there, and when we talk to them, I think, don't we want to be introduced to the Bush girls?
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, we gotta make friends with them.
Yeah.
And imagine if we could get them to come on this show.
Wouldn't that be exciting?
Wouldn't that be a coup?
Oh, that would be
a big coup.
Maybe that's not the word you want to use.
That would make a...
When we're talking about presidential politics.
Buku. Buku Bush, girl.
Buku.
Make us like the John Stewarts of radio for one.
Very exciting. You think we'd play the tape of Jenna that we have? Of course, we don't play that tape anymore.
All those tapes got washed away, Mike, with the FCC.
Yeah.
However, we can still talk. Oh, before we talk about Beth, Ann, and Buzz, I can still interject adult material into this show.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I can tell you that Beth Ann McBride, frankly, was doing it last night. On a Stairmaster step machine with a man named Jason. And here's the thing, he's a Mormon.
Oh, my.
I don't know if he's a Mormon, because he's from Salt Lake City.
Really?
But he and I are always at the workout place at the same time.
That's how many relationships begin, Beth.
No, he's married. He's a nice guy.
That's how many relationships begin, Beth.
And regardless, on Monday, there may be just me and him and like 10 other people. Mm-hmm. By Tuesday, it trickles down. Kind of like Friday Joe. You know,
is he a man who's in shape?
Yeah, oh yeah, he's in great shape.
Really?
Yeah,
so yeah. You've noticed.
Yeah.
So yesterday, here's when she comes to the office and tells Rob, and I think they maybe both, and then she steps and says, so there's this guy that's always in the workout room, and yesterday he approached you,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you know, because we're always there, hey, what do you do, blah, blah, blah. He works for the state, I work for a radio station, which one? I give WJFK, and what's your name? He recognized B.A. and went,
isn't it fun?
There you go.
Well, it's kind of fun, isn't it?
Sweating and, you know.
So you got laid, right? That's good.
No.
Congratulations.
No.
You got laid.
No, but he does love you guys. He does. Because then the whole time he was talking about, you know.
Well, it sounds like you're expanding your horizons by going to the health club and starting to meet new people. And, you know, that's terrific. You're getting out of your house.
Jason, yeah. So the first guy that you've met that you like is a married Mormon.
I like him as a friend. He's just there. I worry when he's not there, though. I said, where have you been? You haven't been here for 2 days.
Does he have any single friends?
I have no idea.
Oh.
Because now he's only going to talk about you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. That's just the way to get, you know, that we're the top layer.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're just the icing.
Now he's just got a subject.
See, now because
he's always wanted to talk to you.
My favorite subject.
We're here to help.
Shut up. But now because we've talked about it, tonight when you go to the workout place, mm-hmm. and didn't you already tell me that you're pretty sure it'll just be the two of you tonight?
Yeah.
Friday night is a lonely night in the workout room?
Bring the wine.
Not for Beth Ann. Stairmaster and wine.
So tonight you get on your machine.
And his wife was there a couple days ago. She's going to have a baby. Please don't do this.
So
shall I bring the wine?
So tonight,
that's funny.
Tonight you get there. And he's there. And
how are you? You're a little late, huh?
The lights go down.
I've been on this for about 15 minutes. I'm about to... listen, I brought something for you. Let me turn this off. I've got to lower the lights in here.
Hold on, I
got to
find something.
He's finding music.
Yes, I am.
Should I tell Buzz?
Yeah, hold on. Give me a sec.
Okay.
Well, no, this is too obvious, Rob.
That's the one. Yeah, you know, there's no one else here on the workout. Lights are dim.
I heard you talk about me on the air today, Beth Ann.
I just want you to know, I feel the same way.
Beth Ann, may I call you B.A.? Oh, B.A. I brought my own boombox.
I'm playing this one especially for you, B.A.
I feel like making love.
Now I will never go to the workout room again. Thank you so much.
Look how red she is. It's funny.
You know, my really one friend, you tell me to get a new friend, you get rid of my old one, I get a new one, and look what you've done.
Well, that's right, your other one that came on the show, and now she'll never be your friend anymore.
You fired her.
We fired your... Whatever. Yeah, because she wasn't a good friend.
I think she was.
I bet this guy's a better friend.
Except when he doesn't show up. Where have you been?
He's probably a great friend. Maybe not that good a husband. Getting another selection?
Yeah, I can't. You know, I can't.
Another selection for the workout room?
I can't find another, like, good, cheesy... Like, this is the best...
It feels like the first time.
Too good.
That's the reason. It doesn't work comedically. Because the song is just too... I think the song is too solid. It's something
where's
lame
my on. Box? Robbie, where's my yellow box? You better get the yellow box yellow of records. Box. To find the right song for Beth Ann. While we're finding this right song for this guy that she's going to...
You know what we need? You know the song that I think the definitive comedic lovey-dovey song that we should have is Loving You by Minnie Riperton.
We got it, but hold on.
We have it somewhere?
We got it somewhere.
That's the best one. That is the best one. That makes me laugh every time I hear that song.
Is it so awful? It's terrible.
Well, Rob, you look for it. I found something else in the meantime.
Oh, okay. Something tasty?
Thanks,
all right.
Something you'll hear tonight.
Music for the workout room.
So tonight, imagine the scene. You arrive about, what time, like 8 o'clock?
Yeah.
You're there, you're in your spandex, whatever it is you're wearing.
Baby.
All of a sudden, you notice the lights go dim.
No, it's actually dark when she walks into the workout room.
Okay, it's dark.
Only the soft glow of the LED.
That would be scary.
He pushes the button. Beth Ann. It is I, Jason, and in the fine Mormon tradition, I want you to become my third wife now. Let's do it on the machine.
So I send you to sleep after the love.
Ah, sweet Bethany.
That might be better than the Minnie Ripper too, that particular song.
And do you love Engelbert Humperdinck like I do, darling?
Of course you do. All we Mormons do.
Just lay there. Don't say a thing. Sweet Beth Ann. You know, you are so red that it's now going all the way down your neck.
Now I'm going to have to work it at 10. You know, I mean, we're going to have to completely rework my life, which I am like clockwork.
Well, this will go either two ways. This will be, you know, he'll have a big grin on his face when you see him. Or like,
he'll buy his own stair mask.
Or you'll receive a letter
from his attorney and his wife.
No, I bet the guy tonight comes in and says, "Hey, that was funny.
Thanks.
That was great.
But we're moving."
Okay,
that's the funniest thing I've ever heard. But I tell you, I'm serious.
It's how I feel. I love you, BA.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Tell us about your problem with Buzz, please, Beth Ann.
Yes, please,
Buzz. I was the Volvo in front of you in the parking lot of Harris Teeter.
Does this mean anything to you, Buzz?
Oh, my God.
And Buzz, at first I go, oh, my God, there's Buzz. I'm waving. I go, the reason I can tell it's Buzz right behind me is because your car was practically in my back seat.
I think, wow.
And that's how it started. Then we go out of the parking lot. He's behind me in traffic, so, and he is still on my
You must be the crazy lady who was in front of me gesticulating, doing hand gestures as if you were speaking on the telephone the entire time and not moving along with the flow of traffic. Would that have been you?
No tight shirt, man.
Hey!
You're tight. Attire is making you drive like a maniac. You weaved in and out of traffic, and I was concerned.
I'm full of testosterone. Were you on the phone or something? What was going on?
Yes, I was calling 911 to report you.
What was with all the hand gestures? You know,
I was waving at you, and then
no, you were
started.
You were doing this. You were doing a lot of this with the hands in the air.
But
now, Buzz, now you're doing the non.
I know, but I don't know how to communicate that on the radio. Yeah, what do you do when you're
throwing your hands
up in the air?
Palms up. Sort
how come
of.
You two crazy? The kids didn't recognize each other. Well, you obviously recognized Buzz, but was Buzz just simply in too much of a rage to recognize you?
Well, I looked down and I said, we're both late, and he's really late. But, you know, Buzz, we're going to get there. We're like two blocks, and he just...
So you were late, Buzz?
And there was
a couple minutes? Yeah,
okay.
But, I mean, it wasn't in a big hurry. I knew I was close enough to on time that everything was
just
fine.
Does make you feel good, Mike? Yeah, other people being late?
Yeah, it really does. You know, because I, believe it or not, I know you might find this hard to believe, but I... kind of go nuts if I'm getting super late. I really do. I'm not sure that, believe it.
I'm not sure that I went nuts or did anything aggressive.
Beth Ann's saying you almost killed somebody.
You couldn't wait to get from not behind me. Then you got into the middle lane. Then you had to come back over to the right lane. And there was so much traffic. And I just could not believe that this was my Buzz Burbank driving like this.
I was following closely behind you.
Very close.
In the hope that it would make you look in your mirror and see that there was traffic behind you that also wanted to get through.
And her speed, Buzz, how would you describe her speed?
I'm going to say somewhere between 4 and 6 miles an hour.
It was perfect for the road conditions, Buzz.
Hold on, were you driving really 4 to 6 miles an hour?
I was at a stoplight.
Are you a slow driver? Are you a slow driver by nature?
I'm a good driver.
Now, let me say this. No, you're not a slow driver. Based on just one night when you happened to beat me out of the building,
and I
never knew you drove a Volvo.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't either.
Until I saw you rocking by. When I was like, boom, what was that? What was that? That's Beth Ann.
Yeah.
But you're not as dangerous as Buzz, obviously.
It was scary.
That's an exaggeration. That's insane. It couldn't have been scary. Is it an exaggeration or is it insane?
I knew one of them was going to be
an insane exaggeration.
How do you think Jason feels about this?
I think he doesn't want anything to happen to me. And I think Buzz needs to slow down.
I think you need to
smell the roses,
speed
Buzz.
Up.
Smell the roses.
Move with the flow of traffic. Keep it moving. Nothing
Whatever.
To see here.
Tight shirt.
This is for Jason.
So I send you to sleep.
The band will be waiting for you tonight. Calgon bath oil bees.
Sure.
All of this road rage built up inside of her.
You know, they're men's locker rooms and they're ladies' locker rooms, but after 8, it just doesn't matter.
No.
Because it's Jason and Beth Ann.
Beth Ann. Would you mind if I muted CNN headline news? I don't know about you, but I have trouble making love with the image of war. Let's turn on Lifetime.
I want to make love to you. I truly do. But let's stretch first.
Say, darling, how about a few deep knee squats?
And after we're through, you give me that address of that newsman of yours who made you so unhappy. And by the time I get done with him, he won't be terrorizing anyone in traffic anymore.
Me and my Mormon homies will tell him what a tight shirt really is. Ah, sweet Beth Ann. How do you work for those pigs every day?
Standing next to you makes cool down impossible.
Bob Spiewak with an exercise reference.
That's very good.
Say, look, Beth Ann. Look at my blood pressure, my heart monitor. Do you see that? Run in time with me, Beth Ann. Let's do side-by-side cardio. Oh. When I heard you talk about me on the radio today, I had to pull off to a rest area, Beth Ann. I called my wife and I said, bitch, it's over.
Now it's me and you. And look at this workout room. It's you, it's me, it's equipment, a couple of televisions,
and all these towels. My sweet darling Beth Ann, join me now, and then we'll jet off to Salt Lake, where we will live in a remote village, like nomads, from cave to cave, with our hippie lifestyle and our free love. But for tonight, we'll have the knowledge that we did it on the Bowflex machine.
Because, Beth Ann, I know that I've loved you since the minute I laid eyes on you.
7 days ago. Beth Ann McBride.
Come out to Utah with me. We'll drink water because we're not even allowed to drink caffeinated sodas.
Is that the way they made you blush today, darling? That beautiful blush on your neck?
They won't make you blush anymore. You're coming away with me.
Because I love you. Jason. Salt Lake. Workout room.
That was sweet. Oh, boy.
That was.
Hello.
That was pretty good, wasn't it?
Yeah, you're paying for my new membership at another club.
Oh, come on, darling. I bet that guy likes that.
Okay, I'll find out tonight.
Okay, let us know.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, B.A. Let's do a phone scan here. That's enough of us. Let's hear from you. 877-365-3636 from America, from Canada, 800-636-1067, and D.C. on WJFK-FM. Pleased to be calling 202-432-1067. It's a truncated show today because of the NFL games. So we'll get your calls right now with the rotating random phone scan. On screen calls, anybody can call. Anybody that's met Beth in a workout room,
yeah,
give us a call. Anybody that wears shirts as tight as Buzz, give us a call. And Buzz?
Yes?
Hold on, turn the music down for a second. Seriously.
Uh-huh.
Did you have any idea that Beth thought that you had road rage? Excuse me, Beth Ann thought that you had road rage?
No, and see, here's the deal. She's not from the big city. So this traffic is new to her. She'll catch on. Oh, she's going to get you.
Rob. It's not Wichita.
No.
Okay, hold on. Back with the phone scan next.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
So, another Friday is upon us. What'll you be doing, Smithers? Something gay, no doubt.
What?
You know, light-hearted, fancy-free. Mothers, lock up your daughters. Smithers is on the town.
exactly, sir.
The Don and Mike Show.
They respectfully declined. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, sweetie.
Yes, my darling.
So what did you think of the Ryan Seacrest haircut?
It looked good. I was thrilled when I heard that you were getting a real haircut because your last one that was self-inflicted.
The homemade one, right?
Right. Needed help. But how much did he said it cost $700?
$500.
$500, and then the tip.
Mm-hmm. I mean, which is outrageous.
Like $612.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which was a weird number.
Yeah, and then I guess the tip would make it $700 on top of that.
No, and I think it was $612 included.
With valet parking, maybe. But that was just for Simon Cowell, when he charges Simon Cowell for a haircut.
I've never heard of a woman being charged that much.
I want to tell you something here, honey, that today, boy oh boy, it was the opportunity of opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine this. My wife is out of the house.
Right.
I'm at home alone, sitting in my room. Fortunately for me, watching whatever I'm watching.
Right.
You know, not watching something that I
shouldn't be watching.
Well, not necessarily.
Or watching bad TV.
Uh-huh. I was watching good TV.
Uh-huh. Good stuff.
Like and, The View or something, like you usually watch.
Yeah, something, The View. That's uh-huh. Thank you. I like The View, whatever it is. Anyway, the door opens. The front door to the house opens.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, hello. And before I knew it, it was our former neighbor, Bunny.
Mm.
Who was coming over.
Oh, I trust.
You mean Bunny in the house alone with you?
That's right.
Were you decent?
I was decent. But here's the thing. I was that, and this was like 11:15 this morning. I was that crusty, I've only brushed my teeth once. I've already, you know, been on the treadmill. I've read the newspaper and wiped my hands on my shirt. That type of dirty. And here's this neighbor that we used to have walking through the door. And for a split second, I thought, you know, if anything was ever going to happen, it would be now. But of course, it wouldn't because look at me.
Yeah, right.
Look at me. I'm a mess. Not that Bunny would
like
want
that.
You weren't ready.
Not that
women like it if you don't look too metrosexual.
Well, I didn't look metrosexual.
So she didn't knock?
Well, no, here's the problem.
He watches TV like Big Daddy.
No.
He can't.
Honey, it wasn't that. Our German Shepherd opened the door for her.
He's
so nice.
He's a polite boy.
Yeah. Colonel Glenn, the German Shepherd, is so big that if he jumps up and gets excited, like when the UPS guy comes or Chris Armel guy,
people in our
he will actually open the door and push it open, and that's what I said.
Well,
to
what about the latch, the knob?
No, it's got one of those kind of handles that you can put your paw on it. It's not a round one.
So it's got a lever.
Yeah. I hear hello, and I'm thinking, well, now wait, hold on. The cleaning gypsies aren't coming today. There's no who's in the house, and it was Bunny with a bunch of flowers for you for Frida.
Oh, that's a good cover.
Yeah, well, she wrote the note.
All right.
Although I say this, I don't know how long it's been since she's moved away. She moved to another part of the area.
I can ask a simple question that would clear things up. Frida, was Bunny aware of your work schedule today by any chance?
I don't know. I mean, she didn't call to see if I'd be home.
Oh,
that's right.
Might have just been.
Well, then you have nothing to worry about. I mean, if she knew that you were going to be at work and, you know, Dom was going to be home alone, then I would say that was cause for concern.
Thank you for helping me with this, Mike, but in no way was this ever going to be anything like a Mrs. Robinson thing.
And you're assuming I was worried?
Oh, no, I'm, and to both of you, I say, so you say.
No, I just thought it was funny that there was another woman walking, an attractive woman, walking into the house.
I just know for years I've heard the name Bunny when you tell stories about your neighborhood.
Yeah, sure. I love Bunny. She's great.
She's lovely.
But
and I mean, you know, the name just conjures up all sorts of pictures.
Anyway,
like Bunny.
Those flowers were for you from Bunny, the Bunny of the corner.
Mm-hmm. Now I have to throw it on the other foot, though. Are you ever worried about this woman bringing flowers by for your wife? Isn't Bunny one of the many women you've always suspected your wife's been involved with?
Do you know? Hey, honey, can I tell one of the cruel things that I said to you that I think is funny that I didn't mean?
That I should have an affair with Cecily.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I said she was more. I mean, my girlfriends are more companion or better companions than you are because They know more about my life. And then
I said to her, I think you're a lesbian. I think you should have an affair with, this was over the weekend. We were having this crazy, this crazy out of our
minds. Nothing like having an intelligent, productive discussion with you when you throw lesbian out.
Thought you might be.
You think so. What? And so I've just been like taking it for 23 years because.
Well.
Because what?
I don't think. Do you really think? I don't think.
No, I don't. No, I.
The only.
She might be bi.
The only.
Sometimes I do hate men, but that doesn't make me a lesbian.
The only serious evidence that she may have had tendencies, or does it?
Same. Yeah. Yeah. Or buzz. Yes. Thank you.
I think the only serious evidence that she may have had that would be the fact that she dated Chris Gore.
Thank you, Mike. And also, I want to thank, honey, these guys that did the moving stuff. You know, the stuff that we didn't... What, Robbie?
Lesbians, are they attracted to crossed eyes?
two very nice guys came and moved the... All the stuff that Frieda and I got stuck in the room upstairs. Anyway, Jerry Hogan, Chris Shoup. These are the guys that came out.
They got the bed out of the door?
Yeah, everything is great. Everything's moved.
As a matter of fact, right now I'm replacing the light switch that got pounded into the wall when we tried to do it ourselves.
I mentioned that.
Saved a couple of $100.
Okay. I love you, honey.
Oh, hey, and you know what?
What?
I'm talking to you on the phone, and I'm laying on her bed, and I want you to know there's no powder on the pillow. That stuff is good.
Oh, there's no, none of my hair powder on the pillow. My hair powder.
Good. But it doesn't last after showering.
I didn't forget to check. Is it there today?
No, of course not. It washed it out.
Oh, bummer. It's down, all your beautiful hair is down the drain.
Okay, get out of here. I don't know if
Bye.
I'll see you later. Bye. Bye-bye. Phone scan.
Everything's going well.
Yeah. See, things are better at home. And boy, oh boy, I'm thinking, if there was ever an opportunity, you know, not that it would ever happen.
Uh-huh.
You know, like what? Bunny's going to come over. I've known this woman 13 years. Uh-huh. She goes, hey, is Frieda not at home? You know, for 13 years, I've really wanted to jump your bones.
Right.
I mean, it's never going to happen. But of all days, like I said, smelly, dirty, unwashed.
How did Bunny look? You didn't feel fresh.
Bunny had cleansed herself. She was out doing stuff, you know, in the real world.
Right.
So she looked
very... She was ready for the day.
She looked quite handsome.
Yeah.
And me, you know, hi. I'm like a jock. I don't mean...
Don't some women like that, though?
And I don't mean I'm like jock, like I work out all the time. I mean, like, I smell like an athletic supporter. I smell like...
Don't some chicks dig that?
That's what
Frieda was saying, yeah.
But I think mainly fat chicks dig that.
No, I think there's certain women that like a guy that, you know, is kind of all rugged and worked out and sweaty and stuff like that. It's why we're the opposite sex.
And, honey, if you're listening at home, good luck with that light switch.
Be very careful.
Hope everything works out. Well, that light switch we knocked off the wall. Hello there. I might have to leave the show early if that happens.
Yeah, you come home to a house that's just filled with the smell of burning air.
Hello, blue smoke. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Do what you need.
Hey, guys, what's happening?
Hey, phone scan. Hi there.
Hey, I was wondering if your guys' colleagues, Donald the Doctor and Michael the Lawyer, had gotten a call to do a live read on the Jews for Jesus commercial that's running on JFK.
Yeah, you know, this is a... I'm actually glad you brought this up. This is a controversy here in the D.C. area that some of the radio stations... There's a spot called Jews for Jesus.
Right.
And it's very much like our Jew to Jew. I mean, it's got the Hava Nagila in the background.
Mm-hmm.
It's guys doing the over-the-top, let me tell you something about the way, you know...
Yiddish accents. What is the sponsor? I mean, what is the client? I don't understand.
The client is Jews for Jesus, the organization of Jews who believe in Jesus.
Okay. And people are finding the spot offensive. And
would you like to hear it? I can play you this.
Well, wait a minute. I'm just confused. Jews believe in Jesus. They don't.
Well,
they
course,
just don't believe he's the Messiah.
Right.
Mike, you've got to hear the spot.
The client is actually the McLean Bible Church.
You know that guy.
Oh.
That guy.
Does he hear it?
Sure.
Okay.
This is causing a lot of... who are the groups that are protesting?
Everybody.
This?
Mike, it's gone off... Listen, thanks for the call. It's been taken off... 8 radio stations in D.C.
Really?
There are only 2 that are still playing it.
Others have altered it. Yeah.
This one and
altered it.
This right. one and MAL.
The following message was produced and paid for by Jews for Jesus and does not necessarily reflect the views of this station or its advertisers.
Is cool.
Is not.
Is cool.
The debate began about 2,000 years ago.
Is not.
He's cool. And through the ages, it continued unabated.
Is not.
He's cool. The controversy. Is Jesus the Messiah?
Okay.
Is not.
Okay. So now you get it. So this is what, like, they're writing articles in the newspaper
yes.
now.
you know, saying that people are upset about this Jews for Jesus commercial and that they've had it recut now to take the music out.
And the accents.
I think we added the disclaimer in there, right?
Yeah. Well, listen, for this place,
sure.
For WJFK, for Infinity, really doesn't matter. I mean, I'm serious. It's Friday at 3:53 local time, if you're on the West Coast, 12:53, meaning the end of the business day is less than an hour away. If Saddam Hussein came in today, or Osama bin Laden came in today and said, I got to get some spots on the air this weekend,
right?
Trust me, those spots would get on the air.
Sure.
But this is a new one for us. They disclaimed the front and the back of the spot. There's a disclaimer at the beginning and the end.
All right, what is all the controversy about? That's what I'm...
The controversy is the fact...
Is it the organization? Is that what people are mad at?
It's the presentation of the commercial.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
Jews and Jewish groups have complained about the heavy Yiddish accent and the music in the background.
All right, now I get it.
Just because people don't have enough to complain about.
Okay, very good.
But listen, hats off to...
Yeah, in line one, who's still running the spot.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey,
and I'm serious about that. That it could be. You could turn on the radio tomorrow morning and hear the Garden Show on WJFK, brought to you by Osama bin Laden.
I'm serious.
He's got cash.
Osama, if your money is green,
right.
Call. You can get a spot on the air instantly. It doesn't matter.
That's why we're so successful.
It doesn't matter what you're selling.
Right.
Hello. Hi there.
Yes, go ahead again. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, Mike, I understand you had a migraine yesterday.
Did.
Yeah, you reckon that'll ever happen again?
What do you mean?
He's doing a singing senator thing.
Oh, you mean I don't think it'll happen again in months and months and months.
Okay, you know what?
It took a long time.
That's a bad delivery,
but
a good call.
It was a terrible delivery, but it was a good call.
It's funny. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Another way, Miguel. How you doing?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much. Another football season. I just wanted to say hot dog.
Hot dog.
And also, for Mike, you know, football season is a football season unless we hear that historic drive that Joe Montana makes to his mailbox to write a Dear Jane letter to his wife. That's hilarious. And it won't be football season without it. Thank you very much, fellas.
My favorite thing you do, Mike.
I have no idea what he's talking about. Have you ever done a bit with Joe Montana?
What was he talking about?
Mike, don't be modest. Do your great Joe Montana impression.
Come on.
Mimic how it's going on.
Listen, let me just announce.
Where am I?
Who are you? Now, let me announce that we'll have our fantasy football draft next Wednesday.
Wednesday.
And if you don't mind, we'll do it at about 4:30 because that's when my kid is out of class.
Okay.
He'd like to participate, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. You know, he's down at college, so we'll do like an hour of the show. Then we can start the draft, and you guys supply the beverages. And let's go. And at some point, I guess on Monday, we'll have to start picking the draft order.
Right. And I'll be taking orders on Monday from you guys.
Drink orders?
Whatever you want.
Okay.
I'll bring food. I'm going to bring in menus and let you guys pick everything you want.
Like, I forgot.
Thanks. Look around.
Yes,
cafe.
I will be doing
catering.
My first, probably catering. And only of the year, my only really pure whoring.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hey, kind of a good segue. You're talking about beverages and food. You were talking about that German restaurant yesterday.
Yes.
If that's the same place that I go to probably once a month, sometimes twice a week, that place is phenomenal.
Wow.
You're going to get probably the most authentic stuff that you can find anywhere on the Eastern Seaboard before you go over there.
Well, the food is really secondary. The thought that Rob and I and our wives could be in a traditional German-style restaurant.
Will Rob be wearing the Lederhosen? Rob, didn't you get Lederhosen at one point? Why do I think you had Lederhosen?
You know what he bought me?
Yeah, they don't come in my size.
Oh, that's right. You said that when you came in.
He did buy me the felt hat, the green hat.
With the big feather?
It has the big feather in it.
Oh, won't you
wear that?
May
be the only one wearing it there.
You think?
Yeah.
All the food served with hate.
Don at Mike show. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I have an affiliate question.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling from Charleston, South Carolina, and I moved down from York, Pennsylvania back in summer 2003. And you guys announced that you're going on 1340 WQSC.
Right.
I called the station. They don't know anything about it.
that never happens. What is our affiliate in Charleston?
Untrue. We are 1340. Yeah. We are on tape delay, 7 to 11 p.m., dude.
All right, thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, but wait, hold. I'm not going to let you get away. You said you called them and they know nothing about it.
Yes.
They know nothing about it. I mean, if we're on the show, if we're on the radio station, tape delay. Now, see, I'm questioning your honesty here.
I swear to God, I called the station and they told me they didn't know what I was talking about.
Exactly what did you say when you called the station?
I asked them, I said, hey, I heard the Don and Mike show are going to be on 1340 AM, and they said, yeah, but this is an ESPN radio affiliate. And I'm like, yeah, and they just said that they didn't think about it.
Did you make your point as well as you're making it to us right now?
I think you did.
All I wanted to know is what's
now his phone's back.
Okay.
But I mean, if the affiliate...
I know, I trust
we
me.
We don't fight with affiliates anymore.
And there's no reason to fight because now I know from this list of the people that I talked to myself, I know what the clears are.
Right.
I know they've been running the show. They started running the show on the 9th of this month.
They can still be an ESPN station and carry this show.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, Don and Mike.
I just
show.
Would hate to think that he...
Radio God.
I don't think he knew that.
I would hate to think he called some receptionist and they didn't have any idea.
Oh. Here's most likely what happened. It's one of those stations, one of those clusters where there's like 8 stations.
Right.
Just some guy called, is Don and Mike on? I don't know. We have ESPN radio on right now.
Right.
That's
probably...
Yeah.
Yes, you are absolutely... Yep. That's probably how he called when we were on live.
Mm-hmm.
And so is the Don and Mike show on this station right now?
Yep.
And no.
ESPN radio or whatever junk they're running. Yeah, it's a 7 to 11 clear.
Well, put us on live.
Hello?
Yeah.
Radio gods.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
I'm calling on behalf of cancer and syphilis, and I'd like to place an ad with WJFK.
Yeah, you're in on time. It's before 5 o'clock.
We have room. Cancer.
Whatever disease you want to promote.
Would cancer like to sponsor the wedding show?
Whatever you figure is available, our checkbook is large.
We have a window for an entire syphilis infomercial. Yeah, Rob, you can host it.
Rob, you can host it. No, actually, I think Greg Edger should host it.
Why is this better than other diseases?
Hello, Don and Mike show. You know, that guy was a funny caller, too. I have to give him some credit, too.
Great.
Hi, this is Cancer. Can I buy some time this weekend? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I wanted to tell you that, this is for Don, mostly, that the U.S. team, the U.S. basketball team,
did
not win the gold in the Olympics.
Why did they?
So you won the bet.
Did they lose today?
Yeah, they lost in the semifinals, 89-81.
To Argentina?
Yep.
Yeah, they were losing at the half.
Choking dogs. Where's that guy?
Hey, I give you your props on that one.
Yeah,
I thought really, even with as bad as they are, I thought that they were going to lose.
Where's that guy, the whole big man, big guy argument earlier this week? That guy. Where's that guy?
Yeah.
Man?
Hey, big guy.
Where's that guy? Hey, big man.
Hey, Chief.
Oh, big guy. Hold on, what?
Hey, Chief.
Hey, Chief. Where are you, Chief? Listen, that is a damn talented basketball team we have over there. I find it hard to believe that you would have...
A buddy of mine,
Tim Duncan,
who's a college basketball player who I was playing golf with today, explained it to me. The big difference now is that we send athletes over there. We don't send, I guess, what are called shooters over there. And now all the other foreign teams that are over there, so many of them, have NBA players that are skills players, that's why we're getting our butts handed.
Kind of what I tried to explain the other day, that they, you know, our guys can't... Remember when I told you the three were getting killed in the three-point?
Mm-hmm.
And it's 3 feet closer to the basket.
Right. Well, you know more about basketball than I do. He was saying, and do you agree that the guys that we get from European countries a lot of times are shooters? Those are the guys that are specialty guys.
You know, we can't do this because it'll be a sports show. Never mind. All I want you to know is I was right. They didn't win the gold medal.
Mm-hmm. I can change the subject. Wendell has submitted the proper name for your German hat. It's a Tyrolean, which is a hat with a soft green felt, narrow brim, pointed crown, and an ornamental feather.
Very good.
Thank you.
Tyrolean.
Send 12 of them to the U.S. Olympic team.
They'll look good.
The dream team.
Mm-hmm.
Dream team my ass.
Hello, hello, hello.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Everybody wants to drive to the hole. That's all. Everybody
That's right.
wants to.
Well,
like,
isn't that everybody?
Yeah, but on the basketball court, every once in a while, you want to feed it outside. Get it to a guy outside. Get it to a guy on the
Eat
perimeter.
Eat it outside, like what, in the cafeteria?
Get it to a guy on the perimeter.
I understand.
You know.
On the rim.
Yes, on the Buzz. Thank you, Buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what on the rim is?
Well, it refers to the hoop.
Hello?
I've actually lost
Hello?
That bet, and that's a gentleman's bet. A bet of very little significance, and it just makes me feel differently, because there's a bigger bet that I think I'm going to come charging back and win.
Mm. Not a chance. Hello, Don and Mike's show. Hello?
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 Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, did you see Big Brother last night?
No, did not. Sorry.
So Marvin won, and he got to go on the set of The Young and Restless for an appearance, and he was strutting through, and he said, "I'll be the black Brad Pitt. They'll call me Barbecue Pitt." Thought it was pretty good right off the cuff.
Barbecue Pitt.
Although Beth Baer told me that Julie Chen was looking really outstanding the last night.
Oh.
Right? Really hot. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's up, guys?
Hey, hi.
Hey, I just had a quick question for you, Donnie.
Yes.
Did it move down there when Dean was rubbing his hand through your hair?
Oh, that's between me and the stylist, sir.
I don't know what
mean.
Happens between you and the stylist stays with you and the stylist.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don,
yes.
Mike, Rob, hi. Buzz Baryshnikov.
Hi there. God damn.
Please, call me Misha.
This is Jason. I would like to meet Beth Ann tonight to show her the real meaning of Mormon missionary.
You know, where are all of these calls during the week?
Everybody's a little festive today. This is I think it's an early phone scam.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mi madre vive in Horsville. Ma mère beat Don Le Horsville. My mother left I'm Horsville. La mia madre vive nel Horsville.
Many languages.
Yes.
Thank you.
Bravo. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice. Well done. Thank you for the call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I had a product for Mr. Rubber T-shirt over there.
Rubber T-shirt. What's your product for Buzz?
It's called Buzz Water. And unlike the other kind, it's potent. And it is
Hey, son?
Yes?
Right now, why don't you just say eject?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Eject.
Thank you.
Very good.
There you go. See, now your mom doesn't have to go to Horonto, Canada.
Yeah, he could have left it right at the rubber shirt.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
How you doing today?
We're doing great, thanks.
Excellent. I wanted to get your guys' opinion. I'm calling from Horonto, actually.
Okay.
I'm an American living in Canada. Don't ask
me
why.
I'm sorry, sir.
Now, Rob, I know you're going to want to disqualify him because
we agreed that that's an automatic disqualification.
What's that one?
What is your guys's?
I wanted to get your guys' opinion. They're filming the movie.
He said it again.
He just said it again.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yours, guys, is.
Uh-huh. Your guys is, or you guys is. That's a disqualification.
Yes.
Yeah. Questionable.
It is. It's become the modern day whatnot.
Absolutely.
It's taken the place of whatnot.
Right. And where are we? Did I make my case at all for vanilla the other day?
Well, I'm standing by that. Yeah,
thank
I
you, Rob.
It's over you.
I'd like to put that one in there if it's something too vanilla.
Hello.
Yeah,
they say it when they don't have anything else to say.
Thank Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, you're the last person.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah,
the last guy was too vanilla.
Really? What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was wondering, where is that German restaurant that you're talking about? My wife's German, and she loves it.
You know what? I don't even know. It's somewhere where... It's in, like, Northwest Washington, D.C.
Really? Because we listen to you guys every day, and we think you guys are great.
It's called The Bunker.
In the yellow pages,
hey,
under restaurants.
All I know is if I talk about this thing, I better get a free meal there.
I would think so.
Who's going to be the last? I'll call my wife and ask her. If being the last person on the phone scam, you've got the first season of HBO's Da Ali G Show on DVD.
Oh, sweet.
I'm telling you, this is one freaking hilarious show. Hey, baby.
Hi, my CP.
Hi, baby. I've got one of our listeners here. Mm-hmm. What's the name of that German restaurant that we're going to go to with Rob and Carrie?
Old Europe. It's been around for forever. I think it's been around a long time.
Old Europe,
it's
sir.
Old Europe. Okay.
Close to Georgetown.
Oh, yeah. Now I remember where that is now. I think I've seen that before.
Wonderful.
Okay, and whatnot. Okay, thanks. I love you, baby.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And you get the, the HBO box set, Da Ali G Show on DVD. Da Ali G Show now on DVD from HBO.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
Thanks. Have a nice weekend. Hold on a second, because we're truncated today. We'll be back with a Friday favorite earlier than usual.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I have a son that is dying for playing with his father. He's dying to have the latest of the toys. And he's talking about this Turbo Man doll. And I play one of those fathers and husband that is too busy.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
You can. can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I say to everyone here today and to all Californians, my oath and you.
Proof that comedy doesn't need to be funny. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go. Station break. In Ocean City, Maryland, 96 Rock, Portland, Oregon, 910, Max, how about in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, WARM, and in Sacramento, 1140 KHTK. Before the Friday favorite, if I could just take 1 second.
Yes.
There's a football game. Oh, Buzz, what happened? Yeah. Your microphone bust?
Yeah, it fell apart.
Well, you're too strong.
Yes, that's what happened. Ripped it off the stand.
We're being preempted tonight by an hour for football, which is cool because a lot of our stations got the exhibition games, the preseason games. I just wanted to, just a second, because the Redskins are the team that we're associated with. They're on.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're the reason we're not on tonight.
Uh-huh.
Did you read the article in the Post 2 days ago about how Dan Snyder, the boy owner of the Redskins, has gutted even more of the inside of the stadium to put an extra 10,000 seats in?
Yes, they're obstructive view, some of them, right?
The Washington Post had the gall to interview people who went to the stadium and said, I bought a seat where they said I might not be able to see a scoreboard, but there's just a giant pillar in front of me.
Well, that's nice.
So, how did the Washington Redskins handle this PR crisis?
Oh. So, you're talking about a seat literally with a pillar in front of it?
Yeah, a guy that they interviewed in the paper who said he got there, that it was one of those deals where, you know, they keep gutting out parts of the stadium to add more seats.
Right.
So they had obstructed view tickets. And the Redskins in the story say that they told people that these seats were like this.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, they got one article in the newspaper where they had a guy saying, there's a pole in front of my seat.
A guy complained.
So I go to Redskins.com,
right,
the official Redskins site. Clarification, Washington Post inaccuracies. And now you would think that they would be more concerned with, like, winning a Super Bowl.
Right.
This is the crap they worry about. Today's Washington Post story, based on issues from a, quote, handful of people, and identifying only one fan from among the 4,000 who bought new seats, except the premise that ticket holders had been somehow misled. This despite the reporter's possession of 3 computer-generated views of the seating areas that were provided in advance to those who sought to purchase the seats. The Post also failed. It goes down to say about the reporter, then here's where they slammed the Post. This is the best part. During a conversation prior to publication of the current story, the Redskins noted that any dissatisfied fan should contact the ticket office.
Uh-huh.
Surprisingly, the Washington Post newspaper is, in fact, the single largest general admission ticket holder at FedEx Field, with more than 200 prime lower bowl seats under one discrete account. General admission seats are intended for the individual fan. Each account is limited to 6 seats, and there are more than 100,000 households on the waiting list. Since general admission is designed to benefit the individual fan, not major corporations, having secretly gathered more than 200 of the best lower bowl seats, isn't it time for the Post to recognize the needs of the individual fan?
Oh, wow.
My God. That is...
They're evil!
And that is from Redskins.com. That's like something Snyder himself put out. No, I mean, come on. So there's an article in the newspaper saying that some guy, because you keep digging up the stadium, uh-huh, got a bad seat that has a pole in front of it.
Right.
Rather than, like, just massage the guy's ego and say, well,
maybe help him out a little bit.
Give you a new seat.
Right.
No, what they got to do is say, well, first off, we told him, and second... Uh-huh. Hey, guess what?
Guess what? They're hoarding tickets because it's so... It's my sandbox!
And incidentally, if it had been so bad that the Washington Post had been hoarding these seats and keeping them from us, the police so bad, how come you didn't tell us until you got pissed at the Post?
Exactly.
Right. Okay?
Come on!
Anyway, I'm looking forward to the game tonight.
There you go.
Looking forward to it.
Should be fun.
Just wanted to point that out. And now we can move on to a Friday favorite. Let's.
It's game time now on Ziff Gate. It's cash for you and we. It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
Ladies and gentlemen, the governor and soon to be president of the United States, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
How are you? Did you hear the fact that I'm going to be speaking at the convention?
Yeah.
Did you hear that one? Did you hear the one that I'm the new party star of the Republican Party?
I heard that.
Did you hear that? I'm the big guy now. Remember that? I know you said over the years that there's no chance that I would get elected to the legislature or that Governor Manchin, but the thing is that the crazy people have put me in, and now the Republican Party in America, the country I've always dreamed about, has actually brought me by to speak, to say my words to all the people at the Republican National Convention. Give me applause or I will twist your head off.
Here's the question I have for you.
How are you, Don?
I love your theme.
That's pretty good, isn't it? That's right. That's why I'm smoking this big fat cigar. Because it's just a matter of time before I will be President Arnold Schwarzenegger.
You can't be. You were not born here.
They're trying to change the law.
Yeah.
Didn't you hear that? They're trying to change the law so that I can actually run for the president.
Oh, I know what I wanted to ask
you. And the thing is that if I get into the national spotlight,
yeah,
because the movies have been all over, the people instantaneously, the thing is that they recognize the name,
mm-hmm,
and they will vote for me because they have seen my pictures and I've been around and in the crazy movies for so long that they'll vote. You know what I'm talking about.
Hey, Arnold.
Yeah.
You know what I'm dying to buy?
What's that?
Do you know where I could buy 30 pounds of scissors?
Oh, you have the idea. That's right. Uh-huh. Here's the idea. May I talk about it?
Please do.
This is so exciting. Here's the thing, okay?
This is not a joke. This
I'm
is
the governor
a real
of California.
Uh-huh. Real news item.
Yeah. So, I've had all these good, goofy and crazy ideas that I was thinking about, you know, for doing for the Californian.
Mm-hmm.
And so the thing is, I said to the people and my advisors, why don't we come up with a yard sale? They said to me, Arnold, we've got all this old stuff and this old junk that's sitting around. And I said, well, if it's sitting around, one man's garbage pail is another man's, gold coin. So,
uh-huh,
I said, why don't we have a big yard sale?
What if I wanted to buy
the whole state of California?
What if I wanted to buy an airline engine, an engine for
we have those.
You have those?
We're selling those.
Like, that's great. Like an engine for a 747?
We've got giant, big engines. We've got desks that have been used in, like, the crazy government buildings.
Mm-hmm.
We have all these things around with the jet engines. But we've got especially...
What about the Mustang?
The Mustang, yes. There's a beautiful new... It's not new, it's old.
It's like a 95.
It's a 1995. It runs great. We're going to sell that on the eBay,
uh-huh,
which is the crazy web thing that where you bid on the auctions.
Hey, do you ever do that sales guy thing?
What's
now that you're doing this garage sale? Like, with this crap that you're trying to hawk, do you ever say to someone, you know, what will it take to get you? What are you looking at me like that for?
Yeah, when you talk, you're a professional speaker who uses the big words quickly.
Okay, I'll talk slower.
So I'm just trying to get it all right.
Have you ever said to anyone, when trying to sell the car, what do I have to do to get you in this car today?
I don't do that thing. I'm going to always sell a good letter opener or the scissors, and I can say, hi, you know, all the kids. You've got a school and you want to have the scissors. Look at how cheap they are because we're selling them by the pound. And you can buy, it's not funny.
Okay.
And they're selling them by the pound and you can have them for very cheap. And then by the time they gave me the numbers, and if we sell a lot of these things, we'll make $2,000 or $3,000 to take care of the debt. And
well, it's your sell. You know what? I bet you're going to talk German again.
Oh, hold on a second.
If it's a private call.
Yeah. Post. Jan. Nice environment.
Let's see this. Yeah. This has like got to be off mic. Even what he's doing is
Now
I bet he comes back and says that's some kind of California state business.
Very emotional.
Listen to this. Let's wait in here.
What an ass.
Who was that?
That was my chief of staff.
Wow.
That was my Austrian chief of staff.
Oh.
No, I mean, that was a friend.
What? Really?
From Austria. That was not somebody running my campaign from Austria.
It didn't sound like you were speaking English.
No, the thing is, I'm talking, we're excited about the yard sale mm-hmm. for California, which is going to be all the people's talk and rage. You know, perhaps I could interest you in a good trash can. It's used, but it's okay. It's got a little rust on it, but it would be good. And when we put it on the website, people will be very excited. And it's, you know whose idea it was?
Who?
Huh?
Who?
It was mine.
Why that?
Because I'm the governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, the little boy from Austria uh-huh. who dared to dream.
Right.
I dared to dream.
What are you going to say at the Republican convention next week?
I won't reveal all the details of the speech because the guys that are going to write it for me haven't finished it yet. But the thing is, I'm really excited about the opportunity to go to New York and talk to all the Republican delegates who are going to be there. And we're going to nominate a brilliant man, George W. Bush. And I'm excited
about that. Why is he so brilliant?
Oh, I've got so many reasons. I could list a whole shopping list.
Give me five. Give me five reasons George Bush is brilliant.
Okay, number one.
Number one.
He is a good supporter of California and likes me.
Number two.
Number two.
Five reasons he is brilliant.
He is the guy who he ran all the great companies so well in the Texas.
Okay, number three.
He had the baseball team and did a great thing with that.
No, he didn't, but okay, four.
He knows many states and capitals.
That's important.
Number five.
Almost all of them, I should say, by heart, uh-huh. which I haven't mastered yet.
Oh.
So kudos to that brilliant mind. and he's good at that.
And you got one more?
Okay.
And five things about George Bush that make him brilliant.
Number five.
Yeah.
He knows how to ad lib. That's a good one, too, okay? Yeah. And he's a hell of a dancer.
And what don't you like about John Kerry, the other guy?
Oh, nine. That's just that guy doesn't have anything. He doesn't have anything going. Look at him. He looks like a monster. No, I don't think he's got a chance. He's not smart.
Like you.
He's not smart like me and W.
No.
The thing is that, you know, he's up there saying all these crazy
smart
things.
Smart like you,
you
and
know.
W.
He is just very bad. He doesn't have the ideas for the country that maybe because I've come from a foreign land and made myself up, pulled myself up by my belt straps. That I've been the guy that understands the way the people think, and he doesn't. He's out of touch with his wife, and she doesn't know, even though she's from a foreign country, she's a bad woman.
Well, now, hold on. She's like you. She's just someone else off the boat.
Nine, she's just, she's nasty and says bad things. I'm sure she likes to pick on kids.
Really?
That's what I've heard that. Yeah. I've heard that from the Swift Boats guys.
Oh,
they're right, those guys. They put, 40,000 guys that were on boats, and they all said, he's bad, and I listen, and I read every day. I read lots of things.
What do you read?
I read all the things about the issues
like
of California and the United States.
What did you read today? What have you read today?
I read the briefing.
A briefing on what?
A briefing of the day.
Briefing of the day of what?
A briefing of the day.
A briefing of the day of what?
Okay, you caught me, all right?
So you didn't read today.
I did read, so I read the magazine.
What magazine?
Voice Life. I read Voice Life.
Fine publication.
Yes, some highlights. I like highlights.
I do, too.
I enjoy the highlights. Have you played the game where you find the thing?
That's so much fun. It's great. But usually what I get every day in the governor's mansion is I get the big piece of paper. It's a, like a regular, you know, piece that you would put in a printer or something like that.
Okay. A document?
The crazy paper. And it's got big letters with the three or four things that I'm going to do, what I'm going to talk about, who I'm going to meet with, what I'm going to have for lunch, and what time my workout will be scheduled for. My morning workout and my evening workout. And then sometimes I have the extra workouts on the weekend when I have to meet with people. Uh-huh. And I had one. Hold on a second. I got it. This is my briefing sheet.
Here we go.
Okay. Number one, meet with delegation from Southern California. Number two.
What does that mean, incidentally?
I don't know. It's just the people that are coming. I said, and so they'll walk in the room. I'll say, oh, the delegation from Southern California. And then they talk and I listen. Number two, snake.
What snake?
Something to eat. Normally, I like to eat a protein bar or a chicken breast without skin and a giant protein shake or something protein. I don't eat a lot of carbohydrates.
Snack. Okay, that's snake.
Number three, meet with chief of staff, and then it's got the closed eyes thing that means secret meeting.
Now is that the Austrian guy?
No, he is a friend. Then number four, I'm going to have to take this special call on my special Arnold phone.
Go ahead.
Leave us.
See, now this is hinky.
I'm concerned.
It's ominous.
No, he is speaking
German.
Americana. Schnell means fast. That is good strudel. Listen. Let's play the low-budget Jeopardy game. Right now, phone number is 877-365-3636. We have a champion, and we need a challenger. Did he say world domination?
You're not supposed to eavesdrop on the conversation I'm having. That's why I'm off mic.
We need a one caller because we have a champion. Arnold, we got to go to break here.
I'm off mic.
I know, but we have to go to break.
Okay, do you see me? Hold on. I got to go. Okay, everything's fine.
Who is that?
That's a friend.
Okay, we need a challenger because we have a champion.
He's a friend that is making a plan.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What they can expect from Jingle All the Way is a hilarious movie, a movie where they will be able to laugh from the beginning to the end. It will be great entertainment. They will walk out of the theater and say, I'm so angry that I can't get another ticket right away because I want to see it a second time. And there's a long line here.
It's not a rhetorical question. Are you retarded?
The Don and Mike Show. Two hot and hairy bear studs, Don and Mike.
What's happening, Arnold?
I'm reading the paper.
Glad to see that.
I'm trying hard. It's so bad.
What's so bad?
The way they always put the words in the, you know, in the crazy places like up here, and it's tough enough for me to read. I think.
Well, you're looking at USA Today, which is like.
This is the hard one.
A real.
Like for a third grader.
I'm going to write a letter. I have one of my people write a letter to the people at this paper. And I'm going to tell them, what I'd like you to do is make your letters bigger, just like that size, all the way across.
That's a headline in USA Today.
That'd be better for me to read instead of these crazy pictures of football players. Put the big letters so Anna can read it, okay? I don't have to call you again.
Let's play Low Budget Jeff R.D.
This is Low Budget Jeopardy. Now I'm in the studio is our first challenger. This is a warehouse manager from Spokane, Washington. That's at D.C. From from Spokane, Ryan Bezar.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey, LQ. Hey, Arnold.
Hi there. You are listening on KFAN, right?
That's correct.
Right.
And now he's entering the studio, the other challenger. This is a title clerk from Wichita, Kansas. Let's say hi to Jason Moss.
Jason, listening on KFH-FM, right?
Yes, sir.
Jason, being our returning low-budget Jeopardy champion, how has it changed your life?
Well, an honor view, LQ. I know how my barbers shake my haircut on every week.
Well, you mean he's the champion?
He's the champion.
But the paper, this is how it was presented to me from Ardinger. Ardinger. Rouse. Nine. If a guy is a champion, he's supposed to put all the things on. So I'm supposed to be able to tell. Otherwise, I look like a fool.
Hold on a second. Let's talk to him.
That's not right.
Let's talk to him.
Hello?
I need to speak with Ardinger.
Hold on a moment.
Nine. Right now.
Hello?
No, Ardinger.
Yeah.
If there's a champion, I've got to know who he is, or I'm out here in Radio Land looking like the fool.
What?
Can you speak to him in German? He understands German, doesn't he?
Joseph. Hello?
Yes, I got a C in German in high school.
Perfect. If you can, okay? It's the translation is, hey, dummy, put the champion in so I know that I don't like to make the fool of me.
You don't see, what you did was you made Arnold look stupid.
Yes, just remember, this is in the words of my father, who was not associated with the Nazi Party.
Oh, I lost him.
Well, I'll just tell you what I would have told him.
Okay.
Okay? God doesn't like the lazy.
Huh.
And now entering the studio, the host of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Is that what your dad, the Nazi, told you?
Yes, God hates the lazy. He used to say that to all his workers. And they loved him.
Uh-huh.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Now entering the studio, he's the host of Low Budget Jeopardy.
Here I am.
Ryan and Jason, don't screw with LQ and say hi to Alex DeBecca. Ardinger, that's where you put it right there, previous awards that he's gotten. And his medals and his awards go down here.
Joe Axley's in the studio. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
Hi.
You put that right down there, or the Arnold is made to fool.
I thought I had Arnold.
God hates the lazy, in the words of my father.
You're right.
That's what he had. But that's a handsome shirt.
Thank you.
That's very good.
He's our previous winner of $51 in cash.
He's won $51. That's great. Schnell, out!
Guys,
now you're making me out the fool again.
Here are your categories, guys. They are guests this week on the Don and Mike Show.
I haven't been here. I actually have been in Sacramento, which is the capital where I live.
Name that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie.
Okay, Shine.
ESPN Sports Center, where are they now?
Okay.
Who's the starting quarterback?
He said the American football?
Yeah.
Okay, whatever.
And America, America.
Yeah, my favorite country now.
So once again, your categories. Your favorite country now?
My favorite country now. Moment.
Here's your categories. Guest this week on the show.
Uh-huh.
Name that Arnold movie. ESPN Sports Center, where are they now? Who's the starting quarterback? America, America. Ryan, we'll start with you, Ryan.
Snaps.
We'll go with guest this week on the Don and Mike Show for one.
He was in a famous family rock band. Oh, just yesterday.
Okay, Jason, it's your chance to steal.
What is it, Cowsill?
Yeah, I'll give that to you because you didn't have to know his first name. Right, Bob Cowsill.
Oh, yeah. Bob Cowsill. I know Bob Cowsill.
Do you really?
His brother, Billy Cowsill.
Oh, his brother's not feeling well.
Yeah. No. His mother was a miniskirt, and she sure looks sexy. Jason, you're in control.
For two, please.
She had a hit record about 10 years ago.
Who is Sophie B. Hawkins?
Oh, you remembered that awful piece of radio? That's right.
$2 for Jason. You're doing quite a job, my friend. I guess you're not one of the lazy ones.
No, sir.
Yes, go again.
For three, please.
Ryan Seacrest, stylist. He put his finger in my ear yesterday.
Who is Dean Banowitz?
Yes.
$3. Oh. That's a good one. He's kind of obscure. I select again.
Let's go with America, America.
America. These are facts from a book called Harper's Index.
It's a great country now.
About 2003, the last year in record for this country. In 2003, this was America's best-selling brand of sliced cheese.
What is Velveeta?
No.
Ryan, it's your chance to jump back into the contest.
What is Kraft?
Kraft is your winner.
$1. That's my favorite cheese.
Say with America, America for two.
Arnold?
Jawohl.
Are there any... I'm trying to think. There's no famous German cheeses, are there?
Oh, there are lots of cheeses. There's Einting. There's what? It's not German. I'm from Austria, okay?
Okay, I keep forgetting.
Why do you always forget that? I'm not from the other country where all bad things happen. I'm from the one which speaks the same way.
In 2003, this was America's number one best-selling brand of condoms.
What is Trojan?
Right.
$2 for Ryan. You had nothing to come back, okay?
And finally here, America, America for three. In 2003, this was America's best-selling brand of men's underpants.
What are Fruit of the Loom?
Negative.
Jason, your chance to steal.
What are Hanes?
Hanes, right.
$3 and the returning champion months to come has a quite commanding lead.
But, Arnold, strictly speaking.
Yeah, vote.
Australian, Austrian, whatever it is that you are, it's really, you're really German, right?
Nine.
I mean, in your heart, you're German.
No, in my heart, I'm Austrian, but we are tied to Germany because of many things. The language, the peoples, and in my spare time, I've been known to carve a cuckoo clock. Which is great with the designs of the little kids that come out from the wood.
Nice Bavarian cuckoo clock.
And then at the high noon, as you call it in this country, the bird comes out and squeaks. It's big fun for all of us. Jason, you're in control. Come on, get the grip on yourself.
Now, name that Arnold movie. Here we go for one. Arnold movie. It's not a tumor.
What is Kindergarten Cop?
Right. Oh, man, that's where they found out that I really could do the comedy. They found out in Twins. Twins was the big one.
Don't give away any answers here.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's that category.
Go again, please.
Arnold, hey! Please.
Arnold for two.
I chumped a gun.
Arnold's greatest comedy ever, in my humble opinion.
What is Twins?
Nine.
Sorry.
It was a trick. We planned it. Ryan, your chance to steal.
What is Jingle All the Way?
Winner.
Yabo!
Yeah.
Winner! There you go.
You and Sinbad, too great to go.
Oh, Sinbad was good, and I taught him a lot. Okay, and Ryan, you're in control.
Arnold for three.
Arnold for three. Co-star Danny DeVito, but it's not Twins.
I don't know.
Jason, your chance to steal again.
What is the one where he was pregnant?
Right. Junior.
Junior. That is really recognized by some of the critics in Hollywood. This one of the best roles that I've ever had.
Really?
Yeah, so many great ones.
Like, name one. Name one critic.
Joel Siegel. Joel Siegel likes all of my stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love it.
Smarty Pants.
Name one critic that's not Light the Loafers.
Okay. Nine, I can't. No, I'm trying to think. Mark S. Allen from Sacramento.
Here's all we have left, guys. Who's the starting quarterback at ESPN SportsCenter?
Select again. Did you give Jason that?
Yeah. Yeah, Jason, go again.
Okay, let's take the SportsCenter anchors, please.
SportsCenter, okay. 25th anniversary of ESPN. Where are these guys now? And girls. Keith Olbermann.
What is MSNBC?
Right.
$1 for you. Select again, Jason.
For two, please.
Robin Roberts.
What is Monday Night Football?
No.
Ryan, your chance to steal.
Where is ABC?
Can you be more specific?
Wild World of Sports?
No. No, right. She's on Good Morning America.
Good Morning America doing the news.
Right.
I've been interviewed by her. Okay, Jason, you're in control.
For three.
Please.
For three. Charlie Steiner.
What is the Yes Network?
Right, he's the voice of the Yankees, correct.
$3, and Jason is adding to his lead.
Let's go to the last category.
Okay, here we go. Who's the starting quarterback this weekend in the NFL preseason? For your Chicago Bears.
I don't know.
Ryan, your chance to steal.
Who is...
Rex Grossman is the lad's name.
Rex Grossman, a good player. I bet. Okay. Jason, you're in control.
For two.
You're Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
Ryan, your chance to steal.
Byron Leftwich.
These are obscure names. They're new to the game, huh?
They're good, though. They're good. These guys are good.
They're good. Someone's ready for his fantasy draft.
Okay, and for three, for your Houston Texans.
Schadenfreude.
Schadenfreude.
Hey.
Oh, the act of taking joy.
Wolfram Juretze.
Yeah, Wolfram.
Okay.
Find your chance to steal.
Go ahead.
Who is David Carr?
There you go, David Carr. He got it. Oh.
$3, that's the end of the letter, but then,
you know, we got, we don't have time for this. Man. We're on it. We got to be on that NFL schedule today.
Oh, yes.
See you, God.
Guys, we are going to physically force you both to bet it all now with the final low budget Jeff Hardy. And here's your category. Okay, Arnold!
Oh,
some of this is getting on the
air.
That was my friend.
Same guy?
My special friend from camp.
Same guy.
We have a plan.
Here is your category, guys. On kind of low budget Jeff Hardy it is. Will Ferrell rule?
Oh, he does.
And I'm sorry, I do think he does.
He's great.
He's going to be on the Craig Kilborn show tonight, the last Craig Kilborn.
That's good point.
Last show for Craig Kilborn.
That's good point.
Here is your final low budget Jeopardy answer. It's Will Ferrell's legal first name. You see, his middle name is Will, and his last name is Ferrell.
Mm.
But he has another name that's his real name. Good luck with that one, guys. Try to Google that, huh? And good luck.
All contestants on Low Budget Jeopardy will receive a collection of Arnold dolls, toys, and figurines. Hey, I know everyone loves Arnold, okay? And so, I have made all of my toys and gifts available without any of those terrible, ugly, silly bobbleheads that cheap fake guys try to sell.
You hate the bobblehead.
Yes, don't get the ones that unsold, that they're not official. My toys all have my approval, and that means they're the best, so you won't be angry when you take them out of the box. Now back to you.
Hate to get angry.
That's right. Don't get angry.
We want to go to, which guy?
Ryan is the guy with the less of the marks.
Ryan, it's Will Ferrell's legal first name.
What is Charles?
9, that knocks you down to 0.
Negative. Jason, if you got it, you're the big wiener.
What is Phil?
What is Phil Ferrell?
Phil? Phil Todd?
Phil? Oh. Listen, how are you supposed to know this? His real name is John.
Okay.
John William Ferrell.
That's kind of a plain name, huh?
Johnny Ferrell.
No. It's not the great one like Arnold. No.
Hey, listen, it's the type of game that Alan Linewand is going to love. Yowlin!
Yowlin Linewand.
We're giving away no money today. So don't go away mad, guys. Just go away. Here is Arnold Schwarzenegger to tell you what you want. Arnold!
I've got one great prize for both of you, Jason and Ryan. You have won the complete first season of HBO's The Ali G Show. The Ali G Show.
It is D-A, The Ali G Show.
On DVD, this crazy, outrageous comedy series has been called the funniest British comedy invasion since Monty Python.
Do you know who that is?
9. The Ali G Show, now on DVD. Congratulations to Ryan and Jason, huh?
Thanks for playing the game.
Thank you, Doug.
Thank you, guys. Have a great weekend, and thank you very hard. And Arnold, what can I say? We'll see you at the Republican convention.
Yeah, watch for me. I'm sure I will give a speech that people will find as the best speeches that's given. There's no doubt. I'm late for a workout, though.
Okay, well.
Muslim, it is. It's time for your Pinko news guy, huh?
Yeah, no, you don't like the slant on our news, huh?
I don't even have any time for him at all. I've been monitoring what he's doing. We have him as part of the plan.
Can you at least, if you don't like his politics, can you at least admire the way that the man takes care of himself?
What do you think, Arnold?
You make me laugh. You want to see a bicep?
Uh-huh.
That's a bicep, huh?
Yes, it is, Arnold.
That's
You're the
it.
King.
Look at this. Yes, you can get 15 of yours into mine.
You're the king.
None of you boys could.
I know.
You add them all up and they won't be as big as mine are. Still.
In
and I'm the governor.
Where on the radio.
How about that, huh? You have to be big like me.
Found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
You want to be big like me? Stop being so lazy, America.
That's right.
This way.
What did your dad used to say?
God hates the lazy.
That's right.
That's it. I tell everybody in the people that work for me in the State House, don't be so lazy.
Mm-hmm.
You get more done.
True.
Work all day. Work all night.
Buzz?
Yes.
Come on.
What's your lead story today on News and Comments?
Today, late summer politics. Here comes the nudity.
Ah, the nudity. Okay,
yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Going for that cheap laugh because you're so lazy.
Yeah. Stay tuned for news and comments
coming
up on the Don and Mike Show.
Well, always remember, never forget, Low Budget Jeopardy is a production of
Kulwana Incorporated and distributed by King Wilt, huh?
Arnold.
Okay, don't be lazy.
Auf Wiedersehen.
Auf Wiedersehen. I'll see you on the flip side at the convention.
I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Never fails. You're in the middle of an important call on the road, getting directions to a restaurant or something, and your cell phone dies on you.
Which leaves you pretty much out of luck, unless you've got OnStar, of course.
With OnStar Personal Calling, you use your car's cell hardware to make and receive hands-free calls while you're on the road.
So in addition to all the other features of OnStar, like being able to help locate your car if it's ever stolen, and alerting emergency advisors if your airbags deploy, you're no longer up a creek if your cell battery dies or you forget your phone.
OnStar is available on more than 50 GM models, from Saturns to Cadillacs.
You can get a 100-minute package that's good for 12 months for just $39.99.
Voice activated dialing hands-free operation to help keep your eyes on the road and your hands on the wheel.
The Safe and Sound plan costs only $16.95 a month for the first year.
1 year of the OnStar Safe and Sound plan, which includes a wide range of safety features, is included with the purchase of any OnStar-equipped vehicle. For more information about OnStar, go to their website, OnStar.com. What a great read.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Masters of the taking touch,
right.
Don and Mike.
Listen, all of you listening who hear those live commercials, don't bother.
Right.
Don't bother asking how we manage to make that copy come alive.
I still don't have a clock over here.
You did good without a clock, Mike.
Thank you, Don.
It just sold the product. It just sold it. You know why? Because we care about our live commercials.
Absolutely.
Does it show? I think so.
Hey, man.
Time for Buzz and News. Oh, station break. There you go. How about
we mentioned Wichita
98.7 KFH FM in San Francisco, KYCY in Las Vegas, KSFN. Right here, 106.7 WJFK FM, Washington, D.C. It's time for Buzz's news and comments. We were on an earlier schedule today because we have an NFL preemption tonight.
Right.
Buzz brought to us by Veramax, world's number one sexual pleasure performance enhancer. Veramax, number one, because it really works.
Someone called for a doctor?
Doctor developed, 1-888-TRY-VMAX. Oh, and I should also mention that Rob will be making an appearance at a bar tonight.
Yes. Where's he going?
Coyote Ugly in Washington, D.C.
All right.
How about that?
Come on down and hop on the train of fun.
So, chicks, get ready.
Right.
Chicks.
Yeah, Rob.
Lots and lots of hot chicks tonight.
All right, Rob.
What do you do at a bar appearance, Rob?
At Coyote Ugly, I will dance on the bar and then hang my bra on the wall.
Rob.
So, I'll be braless for much of the night.
Rob.
Thank you. You were not born. You were made in a toy factory.
And the serious thing is, Rob was made in a toy factory.
I was.
Anyway, Larry.
Oh, boy.
Enough with that.
Stop it.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donald Mike. A lot of New Yorkers.
There's your plug, Rob.
Thank you, Don.
A lot of New Yorkers are leaving town because a lot of the Republicans and the protesters
are
starting to arrive for next week's convention.
New York. My hometown, New York.
That's where Larry's from.
Mm-hmm.
The first arrest of protesters came yesterday when the radical AIDS group ACT UP staged a nude protest in Manhattan. It happened at noon, right across from the heavily guarded Madison Square Garden. The mayor was unfazed, quoting him, "This is New York. Of course we had 7 naked people on 8th Avenue. What's the question?" Next week, we'll bring even more fun and thrills. Among others, there'll be a make-out, not war protest, and, of course, the Axis of Eve panty protest we learned about yesterday.
The panty protest. I saw a video of some of this on the news this morning. I saw him buzz before the show.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it with the nude protesters, just like every time we've ever been to a nudist camp?
Right.
They're the ugliest people. They have the worst bodies. Now, you couldn't see anything on the news because they would pixelate it,
mm-hmm.
but you would certainly see the women's faces and the men's faces
mm-hmm.
as the women would take their shirts off and the men would drop trowel right in the middle of Times Square, wherever this is.
I think brighter people, better educated people than you or I should do a study
on why that is. Because don't you agree that these people that do this and the nudists and all the people that you see on Real Sex on HBO, all these people,
they're the worst.
They're just gross.
I call it the Real Sex Factor.
Yeah.
That anyone that wants to get naked is not someone you want to see naked.
Right, exactly.
If you want to get a lot of pub for having naked protesters at the Republican convention,
get professionals.
Yeah. Would it kill you to get an escort service to get some hot women out there?
That'd be a good experiment. Somebody should try that.
I really think if you want to have a nude protest, to get it noticed, you get the hotties. It might be more effective. If you're giving a speech, you try to select a good speaker.
So exactly.
Doing a nude protest, you try to get a good nudist.
Right.
Now, the question was raised during our talk of the panty protest yesterday about whether protesters can be arrested for indecent exposure when they wear nothing but underwear in public. Well, for a legal precedent, you don't have to look much further than yesterday's court ruling in Massachusetts. The judge was ruling on the arrest of some animal rights protesters who staged a pillow fight in their underwear in a delightfully misguided demonstration in Cambridge.
Babe.
The protesters were perhaps not too bright since they were outdoors in their underwear in Massachusetts on a cold day last March. But they're members of PETA, which explains a lot. The point is, the judge says they were not indecent, so let New York's protests begin.
Yay!
Rather sensual.
Judging from the number of protests planned, there is much to be protested. There is the war, of course. Yesterday, the president admitted he miscalculated the resistance we would face after the capture of Saddam Hussein.
Oh, wow.
The president said...
Good heavens, no.
Well, see, he's never made such an admission before. This is the first.
He's never made a mistake.
I said, wow.
But
wow.
The president also says the trouble that followed what he calls our swift victory was nothing that the U.S. military couldn't handle.
Hold on.
Yes.
When did we have the swift victory?
Well, you see, we won.
Uh-huh. We won the war very quickly.
And then after we won, we did the thing.
When did we win?
I don't know.
When did we exactly?
Wasn't it when he went on the boat and said...
When he said mission accomplished,
mission
we
won.
But that was before we even pulled down the statue, wasn't it?
Or got Saddam.
That was our swift victory.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We won, okay?
Okay. On another matter, the president says he doesn't think John Kerry's lied about his service in Vietnam, but the president still refused to condemn the ads that say the Purple Heart veteran is lying.
See, and here's the thing. As I tried to tell you at the beginning of the week on this, of course Bush is not going to let this go, because every day that we spend arguing about what one guy did and what one guy didn't is another day that we forget about what's really going on in this country.
I came completely around on that one.
Yeah. I know. I'm just pointing it out for those who weren't listening the other day.
And perhaps a reward, a job well done.
Because I'm not often right about stuff like that.
Well, you do pretty good. You do good with the whole media and that kind of stuff. I mean, really, you would be
Olympic
with
basketball.
You're media savvy. I think you sell yourself short. You would be one of those guys that's behind the guy that's behind the guy that would probably be able to tell the guy that's running for office exactly how he should run his campaign.
And I swear to God, I would sit Bush down every day and I would say, listen, George, no matter what they ask you, no matter what, if they ask you about the economy, if they ask you about the war, here's what your answer is. I don't know anything about these Kerry ads. But, sir, we haven't even asked you about the Kerry ads.
Right.
That's all you say. I don't think that John Kerry should be running those ads.
Can't we have an intelligent discussion?
I mean, you know what movie I watched the other day?
Come on.
And I'm just too paranoid. I should not watch Wag the Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Because there's a scene in Wag the Dog where they're up there, and they're just making this stuff up on the fly.
Sure.
They're having a press conference with some lower-level White House guy who's saying, we know nothing about the B-54 planes. And some guy in the audience is saying, you don't have any B-54 planes. Exactly. Because, they're doing a head fake to the press. And the press is so stupid, they eat it up.
And it is in its extreme, obviously, in that movie. But I believe that there are truisms that exist in Washington on a daily basis.
And I'd like to point out yet another movie where Dustin Hoffman, who I have been compared to physically.
Sounds like you're going through the Dustin Hoffman collection now.
But another movie where, listen, he looks like...
Do you watch Dustin Hoffman movies now and just tilt your head quizzically at the screen?
He looks like the biggest queen in the world in this movie because he's got the big Hollywood stuff. He's
big glasses, too. Yeah, Swifty Lazar glasses.
Yeah, he's got the big Brett Klugman glasses.
Right.
He's wearing robes all the time.
And I think we could both be accused. as to making a reference to something that a lot of people wouldn't remember now. I went back with Swifty Lazar. You went with Brett Klugman. We're definitely, I don't think either one of us got past the 70s on that one.
Estelle Getty. That's in the 80s from Golden Girls.
I think Elton John would work, too. He's wearing a big Elton John glass.
Oh, and if you've seen the ads for the NFL show, and why is it they got to have a dumb concert on Thursday before the opening game? Why do we have to get Jessica Simpson again? And the NFL, this is what I don't dig about them. They've got to market this thing 2 weeks from now, the opening night, the first game. It'd be a great game. Colts versus Patriots.
Right.
Kick-ass game. You got to have a concert. So you go, okay, well, let's get Jessica Simpson, because she won't do anything like Janet Jackson.
She's very vanilla. I use it. I am disqualified.
So then you say, okay, now who else? We need someone from country. Toby Keith. Mm-hmm. Okay, Toby Keith is good. Now, hold on. Someone from hip-hop. But someone from hip-hop who's not really threatening.
Right.
Mary J. Blige. Mm-hmm. And then to round it out, you throw in a nice mulatto. Because somebody has to say, what about Lenny Kravitz?
Mm-hmm.
Lenny Kravitz is black and he's white.
Right.
And he plays funk and he plays rock.
Right.
And then on top of it all, Sir Elton John.
Yay! Mm-hmm.
You know what it is? It's a big pile of music crap. I just want football. I just want football. I don't want Jessica Simpson.
When did the whole thing... It used to be the Super Bowl, and then it's like spread out into other areas. We don't need it.
It's just too much of her.
You want it pure, baby, pure.
And the VMAs this weekend?
Yes.
Please, I only pray that a piece of the lighting from above just pummels Jessica Simpson in the head.
Oh dear.
And it's like the worst thing that we've ever seen on live television. And there's no FCC inquisition because it's an act of God that a girder just came down from the ceiling.
See, you want a girder to come down, and I, once again, even with Jessica Simpson, like her or not, I am rooting for a wardrobe malfunction.
Sure. No, it's not. And the thing is with her, it's not going to happen.
No, it will never happen. It never happens on our show. She was even in the pool with her arms folded.
Because she's the goody two-shoes.
That'll be a law.
That sucked. You know, she's the safe one now, right? She's the one that's like,
for now.
We're going to get a hot girl with a big chest, but we're positive that the worst thing she'll say is, like, chicken of the sea.
Exactly.
You know, is chicken.
Right. The great news about Jessica Simpson.
But why is she on the NFL show?
Wait a minute. The great news about Jessica Simpson is you have to wait. Just wait.
Uh-huh.
There's going to be that time in her career.
She'll come around.
That time in her career where the little reality show is dried up and, you know, the divorce has happened with the hubby because things haven't gone so well for their career.
That's
when she's going to make the porno.
That's when the tape will hit the internet.
That's right.
Oh, and the other thing that I unrelated but NFL related, I think I've mentioned we're going to have Rich Eisen on the show this year.
Yeah, good.
Every week from the NFL channel, the NFL network. They don't want me to call it the NFL channel.
Right.
Anyway, I was actually speaking with Mr. Eisen the other day about what kind of tomfoolery we have on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, just out of the blue, have you seen my Coors commercial? And as it turns out, I have seen his Coors commercial. And I'll tell you the best part of the Coors commercial. It's Jillian Barbary. That it's one of those things, I love do-do-do-do-do and twins. And it's got John Elway and it's got Refrigerator Perry and it's got Rich Eisen in it.
Right.
But it's got Jillian Barbary, who, I mean, just looks beautiful.
She's pretty.
And she's doing a thing where she
is pretty. Yeah. It's a nice observation. You're a newsman, aren't you?
I caught that.
She's like doing this little dance with me. And I love you, too. Yeah. Oh, she is just.
Yeah.
She's it.
Didn't she get fired?
No, not from the Fox NFL show. She got fired
from the morning show.
Yeah, in Los Angeles because she's too much of a bitch to work with.
Okay.
She's a little full of herself.
But the
right?
weird thing is she was only fired from Good Day Live, which is the syndicated show. She was kept on the morning show, so she still has to work with those people in the morning in L.A.
What the hell is that all about?
I don't know. I questioned it when it happened.
It's L.A., baby.
We could get her.
L.A., baby.
Could we do an interview with her? I'd like to find out what's happening in her career.
All three of us
can
get her.
Of course we can get her.
We can get her.
I can get her.
I
can get her.
Well, perhaps to reward a job well done, the president's giving the CIA and its director more power. The president signed an executive order today giving the CIA chief more authority and setting up yet another government agency to fight terrorism. It's a temporary order giving the CIA director the kinds of powers that would eventually be held by the Director of National Intelligence. That office, once it's organized, will oversee all 15 of the nation's intelligence agencies. That's right, 15, because 12 just wouldn't be enough. This can't be good for a president running for re-election. A new government report out yesterday actually, says that poor people in this country got poorer last year
and right after our swift victory.
And that there are more of them.
That's just not funny.
The Census Bureau says there were an additional 1.3 million people living below the poverty line.
Who's running that laugh track?
And nearly 1.5...
Don't tell Archie to show up my office. No
joke.
Nearly 1.5 million more people without insurance. At last count, there were nearly 36 million people in this country below the poverty line.
Joke.
That's a 13% increase from the year before.
Joke.
Democrats say the information was released a month earlier than usual to keep it as far away from the election as possible.
Joke.
Of course, that's not funny. That's why we play, you know.
Shut off that laugh track.
Joke.
We're not the only country with problems. From our quacks like a duck department, turns out it was terrorism that brought down those two Russian jets this week. Listen,
and I got to come clean on that, because I did predict that the men's basketball team would not win the gold.
And you were right about that.
But I did say that I was sure that there was no terrorism with this Russian plane that went down.
Yeah, I mean, just the timing of it. And the bomb fragments have been found among the debris from those two Russian planes carrying a total of 89 people. A militant Muslim group is claiming responsibility. It says the attacks were revenge for the Russian killing of Muslims in Chechnya.
Yep.
The military in this country has a don't ask, don't tell policy. In England, they take a different view.
Fed!
In England, the policy is now, go ahead and ask. The Royal Air Force, the RAF, that fought alongside your grandpa in World War II, we'll be recruiting this weekend at a gay pride festival.
Is there anyone that has a little problem with my little scheme of marching up and down the square?
Hello.
The RAF will even have its own float in the gay pride parade there in Manchester.
Right, off you go then. Let's see if we can bend it like Beckham, shall we? Hello?
Quoting a military spokesman.
I'm Bush Spice. So, is there anybody that's got a little problem with my little vision of marching up and down the square?
Yes, I like to play piano.
Well, right, off you go then.
According to a spokesman, an individual's sexual orientation is none of the RAF's business, but the British military has never recruited gays before. Last spring, a police chief marched alongside 100 cops in London's gay pride parade.
Yeah, this individual flying the Harrier jet seems to like boys. Isn't that special?
Meanwhile,
do you like my haircut?
I do, it's pretty.
It was done by the bloke that does Ryan Seacrest's hair.
Oh, bravo.
And I heard it on this horrible radio show yesterday with a fat, bald man who had, like, pepper put on his head.
Bloody awful.
And I think they're gay.
Oh, no.
The host.
Well, if you want to know, ask them.
Buzz, we got a break here.
All right.
What is next?
When we come back, another report saying that TV is bad for you, but this is a new one.
Oh, okay.
Now, right. Off you go, then.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Wait till you hear what they done did. The Don and Mike Show.
No, we didn't. Listen, everybody except Redskins and Rams stations, we'll get an hour of best of when we're done here. Then we'll be back Monday with a whole four-hour show.
All right.
And on Monday, we'll get to meet the two guys that are getting married on September 11th, and they've invited the Bush twins at the wedding, and we've been invited as well.
Yes, wow. So we are told. We're looking forward to that.
And I think also next week,
Mr. Sharpie.
Mr. Sharpie. The guy that runs the Sharpie Company.
Really?
We couldn't do the show without
him. Oh, my God. I mean, this is going to be like meeting a god for you.
I love Sharpies. I love Sharpies before they were cool.
Absolutely.
And I think they're not cool again now.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was there for the boom.
Right.
And now the Sharpies are looked at as just magic markers. And, you know, so many things I wanted to say to him about my love of Sharpies and why Sharpies are like women. I will have to wait until Monday to give you that sermon.
I look forward to that.
Why Sharpies are like women.
I wonder about that all weekend.
Good.
Wild. Here's another report saying,
well, you were in the laboratory when I was coming up with the theory today.
I was adding to the tension.
To the tension, to the drama.
Why Sharpies are like women.
Wow.
Wild.
Yeah. Well, the only thing I can think of, well, I'm not even going
to
say.
No, don't. No, you know, I didn't even have to go there for this.
Yeah.
It's just
wow,
just a theory I have,
man,
about why Sharpies are like women. Anyway, the guy will be on the show Monday, and cool. There are other guests next week. Oh, and I have to mention that next week we'll be sending a lot of people to Richmond with VIP tickets for the Chevy Rock and Roll 400.
Wow.
That's the NASCAR race that decides who's in the top 10 and who's not.
Good.
VIP seating, a full garage tour, and more courtesy of AOL for Broadband. Get special access to NASCAR when you add AOL for Broadband to any basic high-speed connection. Okay, those are all the plugs. Now here's Buzz.
As promised, a new report that TV's bad for you in a new way.
Boom.
A study in New Science magazine says hours in front of a TV or a computer can cause severe lower back pains that could take months or years to cure. The study says the lower back muscles switch themselves off during slumping inactivity. Some of the volunteers in the study needed 6 months to recover from their injuries, and some of them still have not recovered at all.
Yeah, because guys didn't just lay on their ass before TV and computers were invented.
Man, that's God, true. He's too lazy.
See, like, there's your proof.
Back in ye olden days, guys didn't have back problems because guys weren't lazy back then.
No, but they had gout.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Because of all the grog and the meat.
Right.
Right.
Uric acid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Always the
uric acid.
Uric acid.
I said, no, you're an acid.
I know you are, but what am I?
You've got the hard candy shell.
Always the first to bring you the obvious. A new study.
Shut up, Richard.
A new study says revenge really is sweet. Swiss researchers say they have the brain scans to prove it. The parts of our brains wired for satisfaction light up when we punish someone for cheating us. That's one thing they learned in Zurich in a study on 15 young men in a game involving money.
How would the Swiss know? They don't know revenge or hatred or anything.
Oh,
they're
always neutral.
They Roger hates them for being neutral in the war.
Of course he does.
I've drawn all my money out of the account.
Quoting one researcher, instead of cold, calculated reason, it is passion that may plant the seeds of revenge.
Ah, passion.
Yes.
All I know about Swiss... About the Swiss.
Yes?
About the Swiss. Mm-hmm. Is that there's one sweetie over there.
Yes.
I don't know her name.
Right.
I just called her Miss.
Miss.
Though.
Yeah. Oh, Swiss Miss.
Swiss Miss. Miss. Hi.
Hi.
It's Friday.
We'll be here all week.
You know, come on, I'm trying.
I know.
From our, now we're getting somewhere.
Right. Whenever you're talking about the Swiss, watch it.
From our Now We're Getting Somewhere department, Hooters is opening a casino hotel in Vegas.
Yeah.
When can we go? There'll be a Dan Marino restaurant, a sushi bar, and a martini bar.
I want to see it all.
But they say we'll really like the pool and the Hooters Beach Club.
Really?
Hooters is taking over the old San Remo for the project.
Very good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Next door. I don't think you're going to have a boy at Hooters.
No, no way, Larry.
No. Next door.
I want to see it all.
I know.
He does.
Lying in bed. Oh, boy.
Oh, Larry.
Next door in New Mexico, a stripper has won her lawsuit against the police department and maybe a job there. Vivian Martinez applied for a job as a dispatcher for the Tucumcari Police Department. She didn't get it.
The what police department?
Tucumcari.
Okay.
You've heard of Tucumcari?
What again?
Tucumcari.
Tucumcari what?
It's Tucumcari. It's, I believe, an Indian word and the name of a town in New Mexico.
What would be the spelling of that, Buzz?
Tucumcari.
Okay, dirty birdie. Okay.
Tucumcari. She didn't get the job as a dispatcher at the police department. Cop shop said she wasn't qualified. She said it was because she was a stripper. The jury agreed and awarded her $80,000 in a discrimination suit.
I always like it when a stripper gets more money.
And incidentally, I can't tell you how many times I've been criticized by people, and unrightly so,
no,
for misspelling that word.
Yeah, I know.
Because I say, that's the way I've always seen it.
Absolutely. I mean, you've had many, many parties, and it's always on the invitations that way.
As you are.
That's right.
The jury agreed and awarded her the $80,000, but she says it wasn't about the money. She said it was the principle of the thing.
Mm-hmm. They pay her in ones?
And from our Get Over Yourself department, a mall in Mayonnaise, Ohio, just outside of Cincinnati.
You say Mayonnaise, Ohio?
Are you making up these towns today?
I'm kidding, of course. It's a nickname I've given the town. I'll give the town's real name in a moment.
Right.
It's a suburb of Cincinnati. Thank you, Larry. I knew you'd appreciate it. They've instituted a dress code at that mall there in Mayonnaise, Ohio.
Oh, boy.
They will tell you that it's to keep out the troublemakers. A lot of black people will tell you, it's to keep out the black people.
Hello there.
First rule of the new dress code at the
what
mall, just outside of Cincinnati.
Let me guess.
No stupid fresh tilt of the baseball cap.
Oh.
Now what's wrong with that?
Quoting a white guy in a suit, the tipping of cap bills sometimes will send a message that will incite a disturbance. The Cincinnati Mills Mall in Forest Park, Ohio. That's the name of the town. That mall is already taking heat from a customer it accosted because his hat was, God save us all, tilted. He says a lot of white kids wore their hats the same way.
Absolutely.
No doubt.
Don't all white kids and black kids wear their hats like that all day?
Yeah, stupid fresh.
But it am only threatening when a black man am doing it.
I see. Thank you for explaining that to me.
Hello there. My name am Nelly.
Uh-huh.
Look at my beautiful teeth. Look at my hat that I'm wearing at a jaunty angle. Don't I scare you, white peoples?
I guess that's why you're not allowed in the mall.
And that's the news from Mayonnaise, Ohio.
Mayonnaise, Ohio.
At Valley Forge, they fought the British on, among other things, the premise that all men are created equal.
Yes.
Which makes it ironic that the Ku Klux Klan and other white supremacist groups gather there for a rally at the National Historical Park at Valley Forge. They claim that George Washington, who battled the British there, was a racial separatist and was anti-Semitic. National park officials say anybody with $50 can get a permit to gather in the park. There's one.
I've not heard that in my history lessons.
No,
about George.
I haven't heard it either. But this is what the white supremacists.
I'm sure on the internet you can find out just about anything about anybody.
I'm sure they've researched. They researched this. I'm sure.
Yeah, of course they.
I know he probably did. A lot of people way on there. Three corner hat at a jaunty angle.
Yeah.
Hello there, President Washington. What do you mean, removes my hat?
There's one world war.
My name am Nelly.
I know he preferred wooden teeth to gold teeth.
Ah, yes, absolutely.
That's right. And all the rappers back then would have
had the wooden teeth.
Wooden teeth.
Right. The colonial
with,
rappers.
Like one with mahogany, you know, to stand out.
That's
right. There's,
I got a cedar.
Uh-huh.
Got a mahogany.
Mahogany.
There's a World War II camp people were actually allowed to check out from, a vacation resort for Nazis, and now the Germans have put it up for sale. The 10,000-room hotel complex was for soldiers and workers in the Nazi government. Today's modern German government wants to unload the 1930s holiday camp for some fast cash.
Holiday camp.
Like Arnold's idea of having an auction.
I had thought, this story, I think I remember something about this like 6 months ago. They were just going to tear it down. The German people were saying, enough with this.
Right.
But even the Germans were saying enough.
Why tear it down when you can have a fabulous yard sale?
The camp was part of the Nazis' Strength Through Joy program.
Yes, have great joy and great strength, and God hates the lazy.
The joy includes concrete block walls in an architectural design only a Nazi could love.
Mm-hmm.
And in sports, as mentioned earlier, the U.S. men's basketball team's out of contention for the gold at the Olympics.
You win the bet.
They'll go for the bronze tomorrow.
Hey, listen, where is that guy? Bring me that guy. I think he was just on Monday's episode.
Yep.
Hey, big guy.
Yeah.
Hey, tough guy. Hey, big man. Hey, big man. Listen, I'm as American as the next, but I'm telling you, they don't play team basketball.
This is one of the big greatest disasters in Olympic history.
We suck.
Finally, Oprah says she never wants to do jury duty again. Today, her show featured her fellow jurors from a recent Chicago murder trial.
Oh, please.
The suspect was found guilty. A side story. Oprah says she asked the other jurors to sing something to cover up any sounds that might come from the bathroom while she was in it. They sang Kumbaya, a nice, quiet song.
Now, show me the videotape of that, please.
And I would just like to point out that, you know, back, and I know that, listen, we're happy with what we do now.
Yeah.
But
you know,
how many times before had we done a bit where Oprah was behind the door having some emotional problem.
Absolutely.
Stedman would have to walk around, and quite often Regis Philbin would have to talk her out.
Imagine, flashback to 8 months ago we would have sung Kumbaya and played those sounds.
And to imagine.
And look at this. We were right on because it really happened.
It really happened.
True.
Sing something for me.
That's it. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
We got to go now.
Now! This is the NFL.
Thank you for listening. Have a great and safe weekend. Love you, Frieda. Love you, Bart. We'll be back Monday with the all-new episode and blah, blah. So that's it. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
I'm going to take a Perco set.
All right.
We'll see you on Monday.
Eat lots of nuts.